Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. A week ago, out of nowhere, he resigned over an affair. This morning, ex-CIA Director David Petraeus goes to Congress to answer questions about the deadly attack in Libya. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live on Capitol Hill.
And a source close to the general tells Fox News that Petraeus will say within 24 hours of the Benghazi attacks, he believed they were acts of terrorism. He'll bring the original CIA talking points to that effect to the House and Senate Intelligence Committees this morning. The source says Petraeus had no idea what information was fed to UN Ambassador Susan Rice before she went on the Sunday talk shows and said the attacks grew from protests of an anti-Muslim video. The former CIA head briefs the House Intelligence Panel in half an hour, Dave.
Rich, the so-called fiscal cliff is the issue at the White House today.
It's the first meeting between the president and congressional leadership since the election. They have only until the end of the year before taxes go up on all taxpayers and deep automatic defense and domestic spending cuts kick in.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz. This sound has been heard again in Israel, warning of more attacks as Palestinians and Israelis keep fighting in Gaza. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in Jerusalem.
Air raid sirens are going off in Tel Aviv again, the biggest city in Israel and a long way from Gaza. They went off there for the first time yesterday since 1991. With the build-up of tanks and boots on the ground on the Israel-Gaza border, it's a further sign a ground invasion may be coming. The Israeli army has also started calling up 16,000 reservists. Israeli airstrikes from land and sea are continuing in Gaza. 20 Palestinians have been killed, including four children. Three Israelis have died. Dave?
Emily, investigators are going to Midland, Texas, to figure out why a freight train crashed into a parade float full of wounded veterans on the tracks.
Our preliminary findings indicate that the lights and gates were working when the incident occurred.
That's Union Pacific's Tom Lang. Four people were killed, 17 injured. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Right now, I'm standing in a hole, a 300-foot deep hole to be exact. But even though I'm down here, I'm still connected to the entire job site because I have the new Sprint Direct Connect with apps like Workforce Locator that lets me know my foreman, Mike, is...
Yeah, I'm here.
And I have three times the coverage, so I know that my most important delivery...
Just arrived.
And as part of the fastest push-to-talk, I can assemble my team the moment I need them. Guys?
On our way.
So now I can focus on turning this hole into a hotel.
Upgrade to the new Done. The new Sprint Direct Connect with three times the coverage and access to the fastest push-to-talk experience nationwide. Now when you buy one Motorola Admiral Rugged smartphone for $49.99, you'll get one free. To upgrade, call 800-SPRINT-1 or visit a Sprint store near you. Offer ends 1/10/13. Offer available to corporate liable accounts. Excludes taxes. Two-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee per devices. Fastest claim based on initial setup time for push-to-talk calls originating in Nextel or Sprint-owned 3G coverage. Coverage claim based on comparison of Nextel National Network square miles to Sprint National Network inclusive of roaming. Restrictions apply. See store.
Get rid of the buzzes and noises. Get a new HD radio for your car and home and hear us with crystal clarity. We're broadcasting in HD. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
On Thanksgiving Day, spend your day giving back to our community. Epicure's Catering will be teaming up with the Brazos Food Bank and Meals on Wheels for the 29th annual Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley. Hundreds of local volunteers will lend a hand in both preparation and delivery of more than 1,000 Thanksgiving meals to area families and individuals. Volunteers are needed to help prepare, serve, deliver, and assist in the kitchen. To volunteer, call 695-0985 today. Sponsorship opportunities are available for this event. Call Epicure's Catering at 695-0985. Donations of food for the holidays are being accepted at the Brazos Food Bank. Monetary donations for Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley can be made at any location of the bank and trust. Thank you for making this Thanksgiving special to those in need.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available.
Call now, 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061. That's 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. Tune in each week for new interviews and tips for your family. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
The Spirit of Texas Bank presents Victorian Christmas at the Kyle House. On November 30th and December 1st, you're invited to a Victorian-themed Christmas celebration for the entire family. From 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. each evening, enjoy holiday food and drinks, a build-your-own s'mores bar, a gingerbread house display, holiday movies in the outdoor movie theater, and take a hayride to downtown Bryan, courtesy of Team Auto and Bryan Broadcasting. All set to the sounds of Christmas carols performed by the Brazos Valley Troupe Victorian Carolers. On Saturday, December 1st, reserve a spot for your child to have breakfast or a Victorian tea with Santa at the Kyle House. You may also bring a new unwrapped toy to benefit the local Christmas Angels toy drive. Don't miss the first annual Victorian Christmas at the Kyle House, a global event group production, November 30th and December 1st. Tickets for entry are $5 and children 2 and under are free. Breakfast and tea with Santa require additional cost and reservation. For reservations, call 778-9101. That's 778-9101 or visit thekylehouse.com.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. From a spokesman at the A&M Athletics Department, there's been no change in Thomas Johnson's status as a student athlete on the Aggies football roster. Otherwise, nothing else has been revealed about Johnson's disappearance. The freshman, who was found yesterday before sunrise, had not been seen for 2 days after leaving his apartment Monday evening. In Dallas, a neighbor to the Johnson family says everyone has questions.
I don't know if he had any problems or not, because he didn't seem like he did, because he seemed like he was a very well-mannered young man.
No announcement has been made as to Johnson's availability for tomorrow's game against Sam Houston State. Quoting an email from Associate AD Alan Cannon, our focus right now is on the health and well-being of Thomas Johnson. A Bryan man out on parole from a 40-year prison term when he was caught with a loaded pistol in his jacket last February is returning to state custody. 45-year-old David Greer, who was convicted by a Brazos County District Court jury this week, was sentenced to 30 years. Greer had been free following a 1997 conviction for methamphetamine possession out of Grimes County. A Brazos County deputy found the gun during a search after stopping Greer for towing a trailer that did not have a license plate. And 18 years after setting his ex-girlfriend on fire, a Bryan man knows his execution date. 47-year-old Carl Henry Blue was in the Brazos County District Court yesterday, where he was told he will be put to death February 21st. Blue was convicted of throwing a cup of gasoline on Carmen Richard Sanders, then setting her on fire outside of her College Station apartment in 1994. Family and friends filled the courtroom for the hearing that lasted less than 5 minutes. Then Blue was transported back to a state prison in Livingston. A Bryan convenience store clerk is accused of illegal sexual contact with a 13-year-old boy. Police arrested 34-year-old Ali Shaheed Wednesday for indecency with a child. Officer Kelly McKeithen says there may be additional victims.
One, because he's a this happened at a store, which is a public place. And two, because we had a 19-year-old that recounted some of a similar incident that happened to him. However, he's not pressing charges. So it just goes, in our experience tells us that, when things like this happen, there's multiple victims.
The victim told investigators he was touched inappropriately while in the Texaco Handy Stop on West William Joel Bryan Parkway in September. A Caldwell man is dead after being struck by a truck in College Station Wednesday night. Officer Rhonda Seaton says this was on the northbound freeway service road near Christ United Methodist Church.
What was found upon their arrival is the truck that was traveling north on the feeder road has struck a pedestrian who was walking on the feeder road. Unfortunately, as a result of the accident, the pedestrian did die. He has been identified as Lyndon Skyby Jr., He is from Caldwell, and he's 33 years old.
Investigators, who were on the scene for nearly 5 hours, do not suspect any foul play. Seaton says it's not known why the victim was walking on the feeder road when he was hit. On the anniversary of the Great American Smokeout, Scott and White Healthcare announced future employees will have to be tobacco-free. Chief Human Resources Officer Mark Halley says on January 1st, applicants who say they use any tobacco products will be ineligible for further consideration.
We believe that at this point, given all that's being asked of health systems to really improve the health of our communities, to lower the per unit cost of health care, and to do all of that with a better patient satisfaction experience than ever before, that combined with the fact that there are a number of organizations that are already doing this, we really felt like it was time for us to get on board.
In addition, Scott and White employees hired after the first of the year will be randomly tested for tobacco use. From the A&M campus, there's a ringing endorsement of this week's announcement from a grandson of President George H.W. Bush of seeking political office in Texas. Interim Dean of the Bush School of Government, Andrew Card, says George Prescott Bush has demonstrated his ability to lead independent of the legacy that he inherits.
He's disciplined in his life, and he's disciplined in how he does meets his responsibilities. And I think those are all attributes that are very valuable and important, especially if you're looking to answer the noble call of public service.
George P. Bush, the son of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, has a website and Facebook page related to his run for Texas Land Commissioner in the 2014 election. And Christmastime preparations kick off this week for the local Salvation Army. Lieutenant Michelle Walker says starting at noon today, you can help them make a difference for families needing help with holiday cheer. She says those interested in sponsoring a child through the Angel Tree program can connect with representatives at the Post Oak Mall location. WTOW News Time is 6:11. It's 46 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTOW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTOW.
Hello, I'm Coach Harv Limburger, and this is Know When to Pass, the program that puts the armchair in quarterback. Joining me today is Hall of Famer LaBrill Rosewater.
What's up, Coach?
You came out passing on the first play yesterday, LaBrill.
LaBrill was sending a message to his fans.
That you have a howitzer for an arm?
No, man. Fans need to pass. They watch LaBrill do his thing while they do some serious drinking.
People at game-watching parties.
After the last whistle, LaBrill doesn't even take off his pads. Jumps in his Lamborghini and hopes some drunk yahoo in an SUV doesn't blindside him on his way home.
Oh, this is pretty serious, then.
You feeling me? I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Okay, we'll be back with LaBrill right after this.
They just live there.
Game-watching parties can make drunk drivers. Even if you drink moderately, 3 hours adds up to a lot of alcohol. If you're enjoying the game in a friend's house, know when to pass up that drink and pass off your keys.
Pass, baby, pass. LaBrill knows you can do it.
This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Hey, it's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information, samples possibly from new businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
We get closer to the weekend. High pressure continues to control the pattern, stretching from our part of Texas all the way up into Michigan and Minnesota this morning. There'll be plenty of sunshine and highs will be somewhere between 65 and 70 later this afternoon. Clear skies tonight, lows around 40. It'll be mostly sunny and 65 to 70 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 45. The outlook for Sunday, mostly sunny. It should be 70 to 75 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Playoff game last night in high school action. We'll get you caught up on that and find out what the schedule is for you this evening. 5 A&M players scored in double digits. Figure out how they fared against Prairie View A&M. And a former A&M standout did not have the best night last night in Thursday night football. We'll share that more coming up at 6:50.
Yeah, but you know, in Thursday night football, it was both the Fedora brothers did well. Because North Carolina won also.
Okay.
So there. You know, just saying, it was a good night for the Fedoras.
You're absolutely right in that.
Kat, I'm sure, was at the football game.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know.
No.
Okay.
I couldn't go to the football game.
Right,
we worked today.
Yeah.
I'm not that kind of a party animal.
Yeah.
Why are you chuckling like that?
Party animal.
Unsettling.
High school football party animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cats. Those late nights.
Cats living large, baby.
Yeah,
living large.
You betcha. That's it.
I'm the youngest senior citizen I ever met.
So there, for months, Valerie Hernandez thought that somebody was living in the attic of her Carlsbad, New Mexico home. A police investigation found nothing, but she still felt like somebody was constantly watching her, especially when she took off her tinfoil hat, or that they had her house bugged. Well, then the house burned down. According to investigators, Hernandez said she had gone to the store to buy a soda at the time of the fire, but when police checked her story, they discovered she, in fact, had bought lighter fluid at the store that night, not soda. She also repeatedly asked police if the body of the supposed intruder was in the ashes of her home. Nobody found. She's awaiting her trial now on arson.
Well, if you burn down your own house, does it count?
Well, I don't know. I'm wondering if she was... If
she's not going to press charges against herself.
Well, is she merely a tenant? See, we don't know that. We just don't know.
Regardless, intentionally setting a fire like that and not having the fire department there, imagine it's still arson.
Probably so.
That's just silly, sissy stuff.
Yeah. So police in New York State say that they are looking into allegations that a mom hired strippers to perform at her son's 16-year-old birthday party.
Get out of here.
As Keanu Reeves said in Parenthood, you need a license to drive, but any bleep can be a parent.
Yeah, that would be correct.
Police in South Glen Falls said the mom threw a surprise party on November the 3rd at the Spare Time Bowling Alley. Well, of course she did. And the event was attended by 80 people, mostly 14 and 15-year-olds. Parents of some of the teenagers called police when they discovered the event was attended by exotic dancers from the Tops and Bottoms Club in Albany.
Would that be a gentleman's club?
Well, yeah, of course it would. You know it, yeah. Gosh, only 80 showed up?
Only.
I would think word would spread like wildfire.
Good thing they weren't on strike.
We got a lot of info.
Mission.
Who, the dancers?
Yeah, they were in a bowling alley.
Oh, well, that's true. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed it. I apologize. Took a train,
a plane, a bus. I couldn't go the other way with it.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Time with us. I might have caught it.
Oh, no, this whole story's in the gutter.
Thank you.
Oh, there you go.
I might have caught it had I had a spare moment.
Get ready for bands, floats, kids, and Santa. It's that time of year again, the 86th annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade. Lone Star Christmas is now accepting entries. This year, the parade is Sunday, December 2nd. Why not put your community group, business, or school in the middle of the largest Christmas event ever? Log on to bcsparade.com to submit your entry form, see last year's winners, and read hints on getting started. Putting your entry in the parade is fun. Get all the information at bcsparade.com, and don't forget to like us on Facebook. Deadline for entry is Friday, November 16th.
There you go, 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW, really nothing of import today, you know, except for the birthdays.
Well, that's good, because we've got like 9 million of them.
There you go, okay.
Friday?
Yeah.
Would be Marg Helgenberger from CSI.
Used to be, she's not there anymore.
No, right? You're right, yeah. You're right. Oksana Bayul's 35.
She's 54, by the way.
Yes, right? She is.
Okay. Who?
Oksana Bayul.
I don't know who that is.
Figure skater. Very, very famous in the late 90s.
Okay.
I think.
All right.
Yeah. She is 35. Maggie Gyllenhaal is 35.
Mm-hmm.
Martha Plimpton is 42.
Oh, wow.
Bryan Adams, 43.
Yeah. He sung a song or two. Yes, I wear my sunglasses at night. Is that right? Is that him?
No,
was Corey
that
somebody.
Was Corey Hart.
That's right. Sorry.
Lisa Bonet is 45,
uh-huh.
One of my all-time very favoritest ever, uh-huh. And married to the ugliest guy in the world.
Her problem.
Diana Krall, 48 years old. She married Elvis Costello.
He's different.
He's a mutt.
Just because a guy's ugly doesn't mean he has a great personality.
See Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah.
Or not Dwight Yoakam.
Dwight Yoakam ain't that good looking. Anyway, right, anyway. Okay.
Yeah, I'll just keep reading.
All right.
Dwight Gooden is 48.
Oh, yeah.
Terry Labonte is 56.
He's from Texas. He's a Texas boy.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
David Lesher is 62. You remember him as Joe Isuzu.
Of course.
The fast-talking guy.
Uh-huh.
And that's all I got for today.
Missy Pyle, do we know who that is from The Artist?
No.
Okay.
In some foreign film, I think.
That's right. For the oldies guys, Shy Coltrane, 64. All right, moving on to Saturday.
Saturday, Danny DeVito is 68.
A little short guy. I can say that. Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Isaac Hansen is 32 today. He's
the oldest
Hansen boy.
He is the oldest Hansen.
Rachel McAdams is 34 from The Wedding Crashers.
Uh-huh.
Diana McNeil is 37. She was Law and Order SVU.
Oh, yeah.
Daisy Fuentes is 46. RuPaul, who I actually met and is an incredibly nice person, 52 years old today.
I think that's just fine. Whatever.
Where do you meet all these people, Kevin?
When I worked in Austin.
Okay.
Came into this. I got a call very late saying that she was coming. She.
Yeah, right.
Well, isn't RuPaul actually a man?
Yes.
Yeah.
All 6'8" tall of them.
Yeah.
Let me see. Howard Dean, 64 today.
Oh.
Tom Seaver, 68. Lauren Michaels is 68 today, too.
He's done some TV.
Yeah, a couple. Lauren Hutton is 69, and Martin Scorsese is 70 today.
John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, is 63 years old, and Gordon Lightfoot.
Still Sundown.
Alive. Yeah, 74 years old.
Which was actually a good...
Yeah. Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, too, wasn't that him?
Yeah, it was.
Yep. Harry Lloyd, if you watch the Game of Thrones, he's 29 years old, and Elizabeth Mastriantonio would be 54. All right, for Sunday.
Finally, Sunday, Kurt Hammett from Metallica is 50 today. David Ortiz is 37. Big Poppy with the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, sure.
And I mess this up every time. I will forgive me ahead of time. Chloe Sevigny is 38.
Okay.
Duncan Sheik, also a singer, 43 today. Owen Wilson, 44 years old.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He does some really cerebral parts.
Very deep.
Does he have kind of a flat spot on his nose?
Yes.
Okay. I confuse him with Matthew McConaughey.
Not the same.
All right.
Bad boy. Yeah. Gary Sheffield, retired Major League Baseball player, 44. Kim Wilde is 52. You'll remember her from the hit Kids in America.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Nealon from SNL is 59. James Parker from Simon & Simon, 65.
Oh, sure.
Linda Evans is 70.
Sure.
Mickey Mouse, 84 years old.
Wow, really?
I thought he was older than that.
No wrinkles. It's amazing.
He is now the overlord of Star Wars.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, that's true. That's right. It is of the mouse, is it not?
I have several friends who are very impressed with the video game possibilities.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's Jedi Mice, right? That'll be fun.
I'd like to see Mickey kick Darth's butt.
22.
It's a never-ending cycle. Kids being taunted for their looks, their sexual orientation, ethnicity.
I just didn't look like everybody else. I was a lot taller. I was a lot bigger weight-wise. I didn't dress the same.
At age 8, Heather Stevens was bullied.
It does, in fact, impact the way our students interact in school. It affects mental health.
KXHD News' Monica Castro takes you inside a girl's body image and how it affects today's youth. Tonight at 5 and 10, only on KXHD News. Weekend sports not enough? Watch Aggie Sports OT, Saturdays at 10 p.m. on KXHD. Join Dan Seed and Luke Simons every Saturday as they take you inside Aggie Sports. See this week's scores, player and coach interviews, and injury updates. Replay highlights from all your Aggie sports, from football, baseball, softball, men's and women's basketball, and more. Catch Aggie Sports OT, Saturdays at 10 p.m., only on KXHD.
Still awaiting news from Hostess. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Hostess Brands, the maker of Twinkies and Wonder Bread, has to make an important decision about its future. The bankrupt company's bakery workers are still on strike, and a back-to-work deadline set by Hostess has passed. Hostess said if workers were not back on the job by last night, it would go to bankruptcy court today and ask for permission to liquidate. Gap posted stronger third-quarter results. The clothing chain's profit jumped 60%. Same-store sales improved. Margins strengthened. Gap's earnings have shown significant improvement for two consecutive quarters. The company implemented a turnaround plan last year. Those who follow trends in retailing have coined a new term as we head into the holiday shopping season. Post-pie commerce, that's shopping done via smartphones and tablets on Thanksgiving Day after dinner and dessert are finished. Online retailers will be targeting shoppers late in the day next Thursday. Stock market futures are pointing lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
My Mercedes-Benz technicians know my car inside and out.
They arrived at my house and changed my tire in minutes. They had me on my way.
Prepaying for my maintenance is so easy and convenient. It's one less thing.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My go-to guys.
My rescue squad.
My road ahead. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
They say music is a universal language, but when I was in an accident, I was worried the healthcare system spoke a language all its own. But with United Healthcare, I got help that fit my life. Information on my phone, connection to doctors who get where I'm from, tools to estimate what my care may cost. So I never missed a beat.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at uhc.com.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Just getting fishier by the minute. White, literally 7 minutes into the event, was the drone directed to go to the Benghazi facility. Who directed that? Who, 50 minutes after the National Military Command Center at the Pentagon, apparently got reports from the State Department? The information is then passed on to Secretary Panetta and General Dempsey. The leaders discuss potential responses to the emerging situation. So they know that our consulate is under attack. So we now know for sure when the president knew about it. And then that fits into, well, why did the president end up going to Vegas to raise money? And all of these other questions. What time did he go to bed? All of these things.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, honey, did you see our utility bill this month?
I sure did. It's ridiculous. I wish there was a way to cut it down.
There is. My friend installed a ductless mini split system from Fujitsu. He was tired of wasting energy cooling and heating the ducts in his walls and attic. Fujitsu systems are ductless, so the hot or cool air goes directly into your room, not through dirty ductwork.
Really? With the kids away at school, will we still have to heat and cool their rooms?
Fujitsu systems allow us to set each room to a different temperature, so we're not paying to comfort rooms we're not using. Fujitsu's new Halcyon Hybrid Flex inverters can comfort up to 8 zones for personalized constant comfort.
Wow, that sounds efficient. I'm so tired of wasting money heating and cooling the entire house.
Fujitsu mini splits are quiet and so energy efficient they could cut our monthly utility bill by 30%. And Fujitsu is offering up to $300 in rebates on select models now through the end of the year.
Sounds great.
Fujitsu General means comfort and savings all year round. Find out how much money you can save by going to ConstantComfort.com and clicking on the energy calculator. That's ConstantComfort.com.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Well, you know, it's better out there this morning. Feels pretty good, 49, but no wind, which makes all the difference in the world. High temperature today, probably in the mid-60s, northeasterly winds, about 40 for the low temperature tonight, and we'll continue to be in the 60s and 40s all the way through the weekend is the way we look right now. Again, overcast skies and 48 degrees right now.
You know the five-second rule? If you drop a piece of food on the floor but pick it up within 5 seconds, it's okay to eat? Is that valid? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Did you know that certain gold and silver coins can be added to your retirement accounts? It's a fact. For years, investors have been adding popular coins like the gold and silver American Eagles to their IRAs and old 401ks. More importantly, gold and silver have quadrupled in value within the past 10 years. Major banks and credible analysts around the world are forecasting even more demand for both gold and silver in the coming years. Isn't it about time for you to consider adding gold to your retirement accounts? When it comes to adding physical metals to your retirement accounts, no one makes it easier and faster than American Bullion. Call now for your free gold guide at 800-664-8864. Find out how to add U.S. minted gold and silver coins to your IRA and old 401k. Call the most trusted name in the industry today, American Bullion. 800-664-8864. Call for your free gold guide. 800-664-8864.
For about $70,000 a day, you can rent an entire country.
Thanks to a man named Carl Schwartzler and to the nation of Liechtenstein, it is now possible for anyone who wants to rent the entire nation of Liechtenstein for parties or wedding receptions, whatever, it's possible to do it.
Mark Abrams, author of the book The Man Who Tried to Clone Himself, has collected some of the most improbable yet true information, like the scientist who actually did the research to see if chickens prefer attractive human beings.
That was really three scientists who discovered this. They did some experiments where they had chickens peck it in response to seeing pictures of things, and they discovered that given a choice between beautiful humans and humans who are not so beautiful, chickens prefer the beautiful people. And so they published a very detailed scientific study about that.
And a woman actually did the research to test the validity of the five-second rule.
This idea that if you happen to drop a piece of food on the floor, it's okay to eat it if it's been there less than 5 seconds. And what she discovered was, trying to answer the question, is it safe to eat food after you've dropped it on the floor? The answer is, it depends. It depends on whether the food was sticky or not. It depends on how clean the floor was. It depends on how clean your hands are.
You can link to Mark's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Where we come from, a truck's expected to work hard every day. Come rain or shine or hail, for that matter. And there's nothing more dependable than a Toyota truck. Built right here where we come from, Toyota trucks outwork the competition because they're over-engineered, which means a Toyota good enough isn't near good enough. And it shows at the worksite, on the roads, and in the awards. The Toyota Tundra's been named by J.D. Power & Associates the most dependable full-size pickup 7 years in a row. And the Tacoma so outperformed the competition, most of them just gave up, making Tacoma the number one selling mid-size truck, outselling its closest competitor 2-1. Get behind the wheel of a truck you can get behind. The Toyota Tundra or Toyota Tacoma. For a better than good deal and complimentary Toyota care, visit your local Toyota dealer now. Save huge on a new Toyota Tundra. Get $2,500 customer cash or lease a 2012 Tundra Double Cab for $299 a month. Call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Offer ends 12/3/2012.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, VZ, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. In Aggieland and in Dallas, family, friends, and fans of A&M football freshman Thomas Johnson want to know what happened to the 18-year-old earlier this week.
She had no problems with him no more. You know, he's just a kid. You know, regular little stuff. You know, you have to take the trash out and stuff like that, and that was it.
That's a neighbor of the Johnson family in Dallas who said she doesn't know why Johnson disappeared. Johnson was last seen Monday evening, reported missing to the public 2 days later, then found in Dallas yesterday before sunrise. No announcement has been made as to Johnson's availability for tomorrow's game against Sam Houston State. Quoting an email from Associate AD Alan Cannon, our focus right now is on the health and well-being of Thomas Johnson. A Brazos County District Court hearing that lasted less than 5 minutes yesterday involved setting an execution date. 47-year-old Carl Henry Blue O'Brien was told he'll be put to death February 21st for the 1994 capital murder of Carmen Richard Sanders. Friends and family were in the courtroom for the brief appearance. Blue was convicted of throwing a cup of gasoline on his ex-girlfriend, then setting her on fire outside her College Station apartment. A man who was with her was also set ablaze, but survived and testified against Blue. A 13-year-old boy told Bryan police a convenience store clerk touched him in an inappropriate place. That led to the arrest of 34-year-old Ali Shahid for indecency with a child. Details of the incident are not being released, according to Officer Kelly McKeithen, because there may be additional victims.
In case another kid comes forward, we want them to be totally uninhibited by any media. Typically, the same thing happens in every case the same way, pretty much. And so if another kid comes in, we don't want them to regurgitate what they hear. We want them to come in with their own account.
McKeithen says the ongoing investigation includes checking security video from the Texaco handy stop on West William Joel Bryan Parkway. Towing a trailer without a license plate has resulted in a 30-year prison term for a Bryan man. A Brazos County District Court jury convicted 45-year-old David Greer of unlawful possession of a firearm. A sheriff's deputy who stopped Greer last February found a loaded pistol in his jacket. Prosecutors say normal punishment is 2 to 10 years, but they sought more due to Greer's criminal history. At the time of his arrest, Greer was on parole from a 40-year sentence in Grimes County for possessing methamphetamine. College Station police are still trying to answer the question of why a man was walking on the northbound freeway service road Wednesday night when he was hit by a truck.
We don't
suspect any type of foul play at this point. And the driver of the truck did voluntarily submit to a blood test, which is completely routine in fatality accidents.
Officer Rhonda Seaton says the victim was 33-year-old Lyndon Skybe of Jr. of Caldwell. The accident near Christ United Methodist Church affected freeway traffic for nearly 5 hours. Hundreds of new Scott & White employees in College Station will be hired after the first of the year. They'll have to be tobacco-free under new requirements, though. Chief Human Resources Officer Mark Halley says this will apply to some of those hired for the new hospital and clinic.
There certainly will be some hires in College Station before January 1st, and as a result, the policy will not apply directly to them. But everyone who is being screened for employment after January 1st will be notified of the new policy and that they will be expected to commit to it and abide by it.
After January 1st, Scott & White applicants who say they use any tobacco products will not be considered, and those who are hired are subject to random testing. Yesterday's announcement was made in conjunction with a Great American Smokeout. Earlier this week, it became official that a third generation of the Bush family will get into Texas politics. Running for Texas Land Commissioner in the 2014 election is George Prescott Bush, the son of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Family friend Andrew Card, who is also the interim dean of the Bush School at A&M, says George P. is exactly what the demographics of America are calling out for right now.
He speaks Spanish, grew up in a family with a mother who was Mexican, and a dad who is a luminary and a leader and inspiring. He is well-educated, well-disciplined, has given service, and I think that he has a lot more to give to our country, and certainly has an awful lot to give to the state of Texas.
Card also cited George P. Bush's service in the Navy and as a lawyer and businessman. Christmas is in the air, and the Salvation Army has several volunteer opportunities for you. Lieutenant Michelle Walker says folks who are willing to ring bells at the collection kettles help bring in most of the year's funds.
You basically just tell us what day you want to ring, what kind of time slots you can give us. We invite churches and clubs, students if they need service hours, anything like that, we can meet those needs. We also have an opportunity if someone wants to bring in different clubs and they want to ring for 3 days or more, we can have a ring off.
The Red Kettle and Angel Tree programs kick off today at noon at Post Oak Mall. Volunteer information is available online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 45 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians. From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together, the ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever, because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life, which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
With New Year's resolutions, you're always giving up things that you like. At the BMW Happier New Year event, you can give something up without giving anything up. See, BMWs are designed with efficient dynamics, so they're more fuel efficient without losing performance. So maybe it's time to make a resolution to get a new BMW. From right now until January 2nd, receive a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select models. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
You appear to be coming up short on holiday support. Do tell.
It's the holidays, and I'm more booked than a library. I'm so stressed my calendar needs a personal assistant.
Relax, Miss Audrey Hartburn. For Specs Gourmet Party Trays, raise the bar on raising the roof. With 23 delicious trays featuring heaping portions of everything from chicken wings to caviar. And the experts at Specs will pair your platter with the perfect wine. How goes your holiday Hindenburg now?
With Specs supersized selection and wall-to-wall savings, I've even managed to make time for myself. And by myself, I mean the 6-cheese party tray and a phenomenal red wine.
You certainly put the 10 in itinerary. And with Specs lower prices, you'll save enough to create your very own holiday, known as Spa-Holiday. You're welcome. Specs wines, spirits, and finer foods. Cheers to savings.
Hey, good morning. It's 640. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
High pressure remains in control of our weather for today and for the upcoming weekend. Our prospects, at least in the short term, for seeing some precipitation are pretty low. Lots of sun today, highs anywhere from 65 to 70 degrees, clear tonight with lows close to 40. It'll be mostly sunny and 65 to 70 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows around 45. Sunshine for Sunday with a high of 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We're very excited about going over and competing.
That's a nice way to say things when you're the coach of Sam Houston and you're going to Kyle Field.
To the number 8 team in the nation. Yeah.
that was Willie Frist.
Okay.
We'll hear from him in a little bit. Also, high school football action and A&M basketball from last night.
It's kind of like, you go ahead and hang your 52 on us, and then we'll see what we can do after that.
The line, I think, is 47.
Is it? I figure take A&M and the points there. It's,
yeah.
Ought to be a great day for football. So anyway, David Petraeus is going to testify today behind closed doors in the Libyan consulate attack. There'd been some question as to whether or not that was going to happen. Maybe that was the reason that he resigned ahead of time, but obviously he's going to go over there and do that. It's a closed-door thing.
Well, they're thinking that that's, you know, one of the reasons maybe he didn't fight it a whole lot is because he wants to say something.
Actually, it's already started. It started at 7:30 Eastern time, which would have been 6:30 our time, so they're up early this morning. Wow. Senators up at that time of the day. Who knew? So, yesterday, they had a classified Senate Homeland Security briefing about same attack, okay?
Oh, yeah?
Classified, okay? Closed door. Well, John McCain decides he wants to hold a news conference instead of go to the Homeland Security briefing. Yeah. Now, get this. So, when asked by a guy from CNN, Ted Barrett, why he didn't just go to the briefing rather than hold this news conference to bash the administration, McCain says, I'm not going to comment on how I spend my time to the media. And then pressed again by Barrett, why didn't you go to the briefing? He said, because I have the right as a senator to have no comment, and who the hell are you to tell me I can or not?
Well.
Yeah. Want to know what they really think about the media and about us? Because after all, he's a U.S. senator. And again, if they're having a briefing to tell him this, why does he decide he wants to go out and grandstand? Give me a microphone. Give me a camera. And at the same time, House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Alina Ross Layton left the Benghazi hearing, so that she could go on Fox News and talk about it. She's presiding over the meeting. She leaves the meeting so she can go be on Fox News to grandstand.
Good Lord.
These are the people that get elected.
And we pay them.
Yeah, we do. And they think they ought to be there forever.
Yep.
Oh. All right, so we've talked about whether or not the Republicans can figure out what they need to do. Did you hear Bobby Jindal?
He's no.
Like, he guy looks about 14, you know.
He does.
Governor of Louisiana. is warning the GOP to, quote, stop being the stupid party, end quote. Stop being the stupid party. The Republicans need to tone down the anti-immigration rhetoric and stop demonizing political opponents. Ronald Reagan biographer and conservative advisor Craig Shirley also kind of jumping on the party's message as incoherent at best. Remember Rand Paul? Rand Paul, he's one of the real heroes of the Tea Party movement. I mean, when he got elected to the Senate, that was a big deal.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, he was, and as he was doing that, I mean, the crowd was chanting as he was campaigning. They would chant gridlock, 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 because, you know, they wanted to just stop the way that things were going. Rand Paul now says, quote, we need moderation, end quote.
Is he trying to get reelected?
Well, the thing is, it's pretty interesting, because that's not what got him reelected. I mean, did not get him elected. The moderation thing. Now, he doesn't run again, I guess, till 2016. But then again, the whole idea about this is the Republican Party going to be a viable party? Now, the governors, the Republican Governors Convention, they met in Las Vegas.
Because that's where you can take everything seriously.
Yeah. Why don't you meet in Amarillo? Why don't you meet in Des Moines? Why do you have to go to Las Vegas? I don't get that.
Because it's fun there.
Oh, well, excuse me, isn't there work to do?
You're really going to go down that road.
I know. So anyway, at the Republican Convention Governors Association meeting in Las Vegas last week, while Jindal stressed the we don't need two Democrat parties, we still hear comments that drive him up the wall, like from GOP pollster Glenn Bolger. Why do 18 to 29-year-olds favor socialism over capitalism? That's because in their definition of socialism, it's I'm living in my parents' basement because I can't get a job, and that's a pretty good gig, end quote. Okay, see what happens. See what happens. Again, no. Young people like the idea of not having to go out and find a job. I don't know what you can do about that.
I heard something interesting on that the other day, though. It's not as... We only lost out by, what, 3 million votes?
Okay, right.
They had 200,000 people on the Democratic side on the ground getting people to the polls.
Yes, they did.
We had 20.
They got the vote out. They did get the vote
out. If we would have done that, how many of those would have turned around? So it's not necessarily that it needs to change, you know, that the thought process needs to change. Our machine just needs to get bigger.
Well, and again, we will see how Texas is a great petri dish for all this. I mean, we're gonna see what the Republican Party can do, because obviously voter ID and immigration reform are hot button issues because of the large Hispanic population in this state. What does the new Republican Party look like, or is it going to be a new Republican Party? Do people hold to the hard line? Again, Joe Strauss is at best, moderate Speaker of the House, even though he's a Republican. He's trying to reach out to the Democrats in the Texas House. What is the political look of Texas going to be? I mean, and then you've got a governor who's probably going to want to run for president again, and he'll want to turn hard right. We're going to have ourselves a little mixmaster politically right here, and I don't know exactly how that's all going to play out, but just remember, 1,000 people a day are moving to Texas. 1,000 people move to Texas
today.
And they're
not all ours.
No, they bring their beliefs with them. So you may think this is a deep red state right now, but it's liable to be turning toward purple or even beyond that. Just remember.
It could happen.
Yep.
It's harvest time at Rural Tepecan Farms. And to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. Enjoy signature treats made fresh at the farm, like chocolate chip pie. Make sure to pick up a Rural Tepecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Rural Tepecan's extended fall store hours have begun. From now until Christmas, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River. Or shop royaltypecans.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, November 17th, it's all you wanted to know about spray rigs and more. When it comes to sprayers, this class covers it all. This week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Tidy is such a simple little word, but it packs a powerful punch. It's also a great goal for all of us who garden. I have a dozen or so ways you can spruce things up after a long, hot summer in Texas as we go through the fall and into the winter. I'll be back with details of a tidier landscape right after this message. My 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar for 2013, plus a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. You really need to get these because they will make 2013 a wonderfully successful year in your landscape and garden. I have more than 10,000 words in the calendar telling you month by month through hundreds of bullets precise information of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. If you've ever wondered, I wonder when I should, and if it covers gardening, it's in this calendar. Beautiful calendar, my 30th annual, and a full year of the award-winning best regional gardening magazine in America, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar at a one-third savings when you buy it with the magazine. $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. If you're trying to clean up your landscape, you start by removing dead trees, shrubs, and branches. It happens every year. We lose a few trees or shrubs. Some plants just don't handle heat and drought very well. They might be Indian hawthorns or hollies, photinias, junipers, magnolias, whatever they are. If it's an evergreen and it is brown now, it's not going to green back up again. Take them out. Mow your lawn one final time for the season before you put the mower away. Granted, the grass isn't growing much now unless you've overseeded with ryegrass, but you can suppress or eliminate many types of weeds that might be trying to get started, and you'll make the place look a lot better. You can use your mower to harvest all the remaining fallen tree leaves, bag the biggest bunch of them, put them in the compost, but around that, you can shred them back into the lawn. Remove brown stubble from perennial gardens. Those plants will come back from their roots in the spring. You can remove all the brown tissues now, all the stems, all the old flower stalks, all the leaves that have browned. Clean your annual flower beds to remove summer plants that have frozen or that are going downhill. It's not too late to plant pansies and pinks for winter and early spring color, and also ornamental cabbage and kale. It will soon be time to plant tulips that you chill in the refrigerator for 45 days at 45 degrees. They go in sometime mid-December. If you have large decorative pots in which you can plant annual color each summer, either plant winter annuals into them now or move them out of sight in the landscape. Cultivate weeds out of your shrub and color beds. Soils are moist, and all you have to do for most types of winter weeds is to chop them off with a well-sharpened hoe. Most will not come back. It's really lightweight work. Mulch all of your beds. As I mentioned earlier, shredded tree leaves are good mulching materials, and pine bark mulch is great. It spreads uniformly and easily. It gives a natural look and consistency to the landscape. Compost can also work. If you have pebble or bark mulch garden paths that have become somewhat worn and unattractive, you can easily redo them now. Weather is often pleasant. You can easily see where the touch-ups are needed. It's easy to haul stuff around when the temperatures are lower. Along a similar line, if you have western red cedar fencing, if it's 8 or 10 years old or older, odds are it's starting to fall. And winter is a good time to repair and reset the fencing so it doesn't tumble in the spring winds. If you have shrubs that have outgrown their surroundings, make plans now to prune them, probably in late January or February. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
With New Year's resolutions, you're always giving up things that you like. At the BMW Happier New Year event, you can give something up without giving anything up. See, BMWs are designed with efficient dynamics, so they're more fuel efficient without losing performance. So maybe it's time to make a resolution to get a new BMW. From right now until January 2nd, receive a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select models. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53, and it's Friday. That makes it high school football time in Texas and playoff time to boot. Here's Zach Taylor to get us caught up.
Navasota kicked off their 2012 postseason with a bang last night as the Rattlers routed China Spring 62-16 at Merrill Green Stadium. Quarterback Kadarius Baker threw for 6 touchdowns and ran for another as Navasota advances to the 3A Division II area round. The Rattlers will take on the winner of Jasper and Grosbeck next Friday at Buddy Moorhead Stadium in Conroe. Two other teams playing in playoff games tonight. The Brazos Christian Eagles will hit the road to take on Lake Christian at 7:30, and the A&M Consolidated Tigers will face Klein Collins at Wood Forest Stadium in the Woodlands at 7:30 as well. You can catch the Tigers pregame show and all of the game on News Talk 1620 WTAW starting at 7. And that has been your Friday football report on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
To get the rest of your football
on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone, I'm Zach Taylor.
To get the rest of your football, go to BrazosFootball.com. A&M is gearing up for their second-to-last regular season game against Sam Houston State. Head coach of the Bearcats is a former NFLer from the 49ers. Willie Fritz has his team bound for the divisional playoffs, but they have to make a trip to the 12th man first.
We're very excited about going over and competing against Texas A&M. Obviously, they're top 10 ball club in the nation. Just probably came off of one of the biggest road victories in school history, I'd imagine. So it's going to be a tremendous test for us. I think when you're a competitor, you always want to go against the best, and that's what we'll be doing. And at Kyle Field on Saturday.
Coach Fritz was on Chip Howard's show yesterday on The Zone, and we appreciate the use of the audio. At the end of the regular student poll on Thursday, a limited number of South End Zone student tickets remain. These tickets are now available to the public. Initially, it was a sellout, so there are still some. Tickets.12thmanfoundation.com. Ag Sam Houston State, Kyle Field tomorrow at 2:30, pregame scheduled at 1:30, and all the action live right here on 1620 WTAW. 5 Texas A&M players scored in double digits as the Aggies popped Prairie View A&M 81-59. Fabian Harris scored a game-high 18 points, including making 4 of 6 from the three-point line. It was followed by Ray Turner at 17, Jamichael Reese at 15, and Elston Turner and Jordan Green had 10 apiece. Turner led A&M with 9 rebounds. Now, with 2 of the top 3 scorers being guards, Coach Kennedy thinks that we need to work a little harder inside.
Our perimeter guys can score. All 3 of them are capable of having big nights, shooting the ball and making shots. And again, we had 18 assists, which was, again, good to see. We shared the ball. Everything was on the perimeter and everything was jump shots. And we've got to get a presence at the basket. We've got to be able to finish around the basket. Right now, free throws and jump shots are saving us.
Ags run their record to 3-0 Monday. The guys hit the road to Kansas City for the CBE Classic to play St. Louis at 6:30. Former A&M standout did not have the best game last night. Ryan Tannehill went 14-28 for 141 yards and a touchdown with 2 interceptions. The Bills won for their first time in a primetime game since 2000 and beat Miami 19-14. The 6-0 New York Knicks remain the only undefeated team in the NBA. The Knicks rallied to a 104-100 win over San Antonio. And number 15, A&M Soccer continues their postseason run today as they take Oakland Grizzlies in the NCAA Division I Women's Soccer Championship. Second round this afternoon at the Seminole Soccer Complex in Tallahassee, Florida. First kick is at 3:30. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty, and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
When a fire breaks out in a crowded place,
people head to the one exit they know, the entrance. And that's the problem. Too many people trying to escape through one door. They begin to panic. They start pushing. Some fall down. Some even die. The next time you walk into a public place, make a mental note of the exits. And keep in mind, the best way out may not be the way in. Learn how to survive a fire at haveanexitstrategy.com.
Sponsored by the Texas State Fire Marshal.
Locally owned and operated by a member of the Fighting Texas Aggie Class of 1993, the Pool Guy has invested his time and money into being a proud member of the Bryan College Station community for 19 years. As the premier service provider in BCS, the Pool Guy's staff has answers for all things about swimming pools. Whether you need service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, new construction, or complete pool renovations, visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200. For the Pool Guy.
Hey, Brad. W College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. What's for breakfast?
Powdered donut for me.
Tastes great, huh?
Not a Hostess one. That iconic brand is finished. Hostess going out of business, closing all its plants and outlet stores, laying off more than 18,000 workers. After a strike amid a bankruptcy crippled its operation, it'll liquidate, selling off rights to Twinkies, Wonder Bread, Ding Dongs, and more. They got up early to get answers about Libya. Lawmakers already behind closed doors questioning David Petraeus a week after an affair forced him out as CIA director. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Yeah, the House Intelligence Panel hearing got underway about 30 minutes ago, so early that one entrance House members used was still closed. Now, a source tells Fox News David Petraeus is telling the panel it wasn't long after the attacks in Benghazi before he judged them to be the work of terrorists. The source says Petraeus has no idea who produced the narrative that U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice used when she said the attacks that killed four Americans grew from protests over an anti-Muslim video. Dave?
Rich, Egypt's prime minister goes to Gaza saying Israel must stop its aggression as Palestinians also keep firing rockets. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in Jerusalem.
There was supposed to be a ceasefire during Hashim Qatil's visit, but it didn't last long. Israel said it would hold fire if Gaza did, but it continued. Two rockets from Gaza made it to Tel Aviv, Israel's biggest city. Ilom Nissim, who lives there, explains what happens when the sirens sound.
Here we just go inside like the staircase or not be outside and just stay away from windows.
One rocket hit the sea, the other an open area, Dave.
Emily, it was a nightmare at a parade in Texas. A freight train crashed into a float. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley. Live.
The accident killing four people and injuring 17 others yesterday. The float was on its way to an honorary banquet. Michael Briggs witnessed the crash.
The truck tried to blow his horn to get the other people in front of him out of the way. The gates actually hit the first people on the trailer.
The National Transportation Safety Board has sent a team to Midland, site of the crash.
Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Right now, I'm standing in a hole, a 300-foot deep hole to be exact. But even though I'm down here, I'm still connected to the entire job site because I have the new Sprint Direct Connect with apps like Workforce Locator that lets me know my foreman, Mike, is...
Yeah, I'm here.
And I have three times the coverage, so I know that my most important delivery...
Just arrived.
And as part of the fastest push-to-talk, I can assemble my team the moment I need them. Guys?
On our way.
So now I can focus on turning this hole into a hotel.
Upgrade to the new Done. The new Sprint Direct Connect with three times the coverage and access to the fastest push-to-talk experience nationwide. Now when you buy one Motorola Admiral Rugged smartphone for $49.99, you'll get one free. To upgrade, call 800-SPRINT-1 or visit a Sprint store near you. Offer ends 1/10/13. Offer available to corporate liable accounts. Excludes taxes. Two-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee per devices. Fastest claim based on initial setup time for push-to-talk calls originating in Nextel or Sprint-owned 3G coverage. Coverage claim based on comparison of Nextel National Network square miles to Sprint National Network inclusive of roaming. Restrictions apply. See store.
It's a never-ending cycle. Kids being taunted for their looks, their sexual orientation, ethnicity.
I just didn't look like everybody else. I was a lot taller and a lot... but your weight-wise, I didn't dress the same.
At age 8, Heather Stevens was bullied.
It does, in fact, impact the way our students interact in school. It affects mental health.
KXHD News Monica Castro takes you inside a girl's body image and how it affects today's youth. Tonight at 5 and 10, only on KXHD News. Weekend sports not enough? Watch Aggie Sports OT, Saturdays at 10 p.m. on KXHD. Join Dan Seed and Luke Simons every Saturday as they take you inside Aggie Sports. See this week's scores, player and coach interviews, and injury updates. Replay highlights from all your Aggie sports, from football, baseball, softball, men's and women's basketball, and more. sketch, Aggie Sports OT, Saturdays at 10 p.m., only on KAGS HD.
People of Earth.
What are you doing?
Addressing the people of Earth?
Not in that voice, you're not.
I need to tell them Exceed High-Speed Internet now gives them 5 hours of free uploads and downloads after midnight.
Use your Earthling voice. You don't want to start a panic.
Exceed High-Speed Internet for all mankind.
Happy now, Space Weenie.
I am. Call 1-888-915-9515 or visit exede.com. Not available in all areas.
Hey, Dad, I think Meatballs tried to tell me something.
You already told me. Everybody wants a nice price.
That Meatballs is a smart dog. Come to Team Navasota, where you get a nice price. Like a new F-150 crew cab from Team Ford for $10,000 off.
Nice price.
Or get a new Ford F-250 for $11,000 off. Plus, only at Team Ford, every new vehicle comes with a free lifetime warranty. Plus, if you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, November 17th, it's all you wanted to know about spray rigs and more. When it comes to sprayers, this class covers it all. This week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
WTW News Time is 7:06. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnem and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. From a spokesman at the A&M Athletics Department, there's been no change in Thomas Johnson's status as a student athlete on the Aggies football roster. Otherwise, nothing else has been revealed about Johnson's disappearance. The freshman, who was found yesterday before sunrise, had not been seen for 2 days after leaving his apartment Monday evening. In Dallas, a neighbor to the Johnson family says everyone has questions.
I don't know if he had any problems or not, because he didn't seem like he did, because he seemed like he was a very well-mannered young man.
No announcement has been made as to Johnson's availability for tomorrow's game against Sam Houston State. Quoting an email from Associate AD Alan Cannon, our focus right now is on the health and well-being of Thomas Johnson. A Bryan man out on parole from a 40-year prison term when he was caught with a loaded pistol in his jacket last February is returning to state custody. 45-year-old David Greer, who was convicted by a Brazos County District Court jury this week, was sentenced to 30 years. Greer had been free following a 1997 conviction for methamphetamine possession out of Grimes County. A Brazos County deputy found the gun during a search after stopping Greer for towing a trailer that did not have a license plate. 18 years after setting his ex-girlfriend on fire, a Bryan man knows his execution date. 47-year-old Carl Henry Blue was in the Brazos County District Court yesterday, where he was told he will be put to death February 21st. Blue was convicted of throwing a cup of gasoline on Carmen Richards Sanders, then setting her on fire outside her College Station apartment in 1994. Family and friends filled the courtroom for the hearing that lasted less than 5 minutes. Then Blue was transported back to a state prison in Livingston. A Bryan convenience store clerk is accused of illegal sexual contact with a 13-year-old boy. Police arrested 34-year-old Ali Shahid Wednesday for indecency with a child. Officer Kelly McKeithen says there may be additional victims.
One, because he's this happened at a store, which is a public place. And two, because we had a 19-year-old that recounted a similar incident that happened to him. However, he's not pressing charges. So it just goes, experience tells us that, you know, when things like this happen, there's multiple victims.
The victim told investigators he was touched inappropriately while in the Texaco Handy Stop on West William Joel Bryan Parkway in September. A Caldwell man is dead after being struck by a truck in College Station Wednesday night. Officer Rodden DeSeaton says this was on the northbound freeway service road near Christ United Methodist Church.
What was found upon their arrival is that a truck that was traveling north on the feeder road had struck a pedestrian who was walking on the feeder road. Unfortunately, as a result of the accident, the pedestrian did die. He has been identified as Lyndon Skyby Jr. He is from Caldwell, and he's 33 years old.
Investigators who were on the scene for nearly 5 hours do not suspect any foul play. Seaton says it's not known why the victim was walking on the feeder road when he was hit. On the anniversary of the Great American Smokeout, Scott & White Healthcare announced future employees will have to be tobacco-free. Chief Human Resources Officer Mark Halley says on January 1st, applicants who say they use any tobacco products will be ineligible for further consideration.
We believe that at this point, given all that's being asked of health systems to really improve the health of our communities, to lower the per unit cost of health care, and to do all of that with a better patient satisfaction experience than ever before. That combined with the fact that there are a number of organizations that are already doing this, we really felt like it was time for us to get on board.
In addition, Scott & White employees hired after the first of the year will be randomly tested for tobacco use. From the A&M campus, there is a ringing endorsement of this week's announcement from a grandson of President George H.W. Bush of seeking political office in Texas. Interim Dean of the Bush School of Government, Andrew Card, says George Prescott Bush has demonstrated his ability to lead independent of the legacy that he inherits.
He's disciplined in his life, and he's disciplined in how he does meets his responsibilities. And I think those are all attributes that are very valuable and important, especially if you're looking to answer the noble call of public service.
George P. Bush, the son of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, has a website and Facebook page related to his run for Texas Land Commissioner in the 2014 election. And Christmas time preparations kick off this week for the local Salvation Army. Lieutenant Michelle Walker says starting at noon today, you can help them make a difference for families needing help with holiday cheer.
All of our kettles will be out at about 19 different locations around town. And our big industry will actually be at the Post Oak Mall. And everybody will be open from 10 to 8. And there will also be angels and toy boxes distributed throughout the community at different places.
Walker says those who are interested in sponsoring a child through the Angel Tree program can connect with representatives at the Post Oak Mall location. WTW News Time is 7:11. It's 44 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirnemann Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirnemann Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwirnemann Flooring today.
Hi, I'm Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. First of all, I want to thank our many longtime customers for doing business with us. We at the Gibson Agency really appreciate our local customers and will do everything we can to give them the best possible service combined with extremely competitive insurance products. I also want to thank all of our new customers for the monumental growth achieved by the Gibson Agency in the last 2 years. One of the reasons that the Gibson Agency has grown so much is that we don't just represent one or two insurance companies. We are an independent insurance agency and we represent over 25 insurance companies. This gives us a competitive advantage because we can shop your insurance needs for you and help you choose the best coverage and the best rates. If you don't do business with us yet, we invite you to give us an opportunity to show you why so many others in the Brazos Valley look to W.E. Gibson Insurance for their personal, farm, and business insurance needs. Give us a call at 694-1555 or drop by our office in the Kroger Shopping Center on Rock Prairie Road.
I'm Coach Harv Limburger. Joining me is Hall of Famer LaBrill Rosewater. You came out passing on the first play.
LaBrill was sending a message to his fans. Fans need to pass. They watch LaBrill while they do some serious drinking.
People at game-watching parties.
After the last whistle, LaBrill doesn't even take off his pads. Jumps in his Lamborghini and hopes some drunk doesn't blindside him on his way home.
I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Game-watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial. 260-0006 or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648. That's 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
We get closer to the weekend. High pressure continues to control the pattern, stretching from our part of Texas all the way up into Michigan and Minnesota this morning. There'll be plenty of sunshine and highs will be somewhere between 65 and 70 later this afternoon. Clear skies tonight, lows around 40. It'll be mostly sunny and 65 to 70 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 45. The outlook for Sunday, mostly sunny. It should be 70 to 75 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. High school playoffs are cranking up in football. We'll get to that for you. Also, A&M football has tickets available after they said it was sold out. We'll share that. And we've got A&M basketball as well, all down the pike here in just a bit.
I just want to point out to you boys who are giving me a hard time the last hour for not going to the Rattler game last night that I am wearing my Navasota Diamondette shirt today. I don't have any Rattler stuff.
What is a Diamondette?
It's the dance team. I was,
You were a Diamondette?
No, I tried out twice and could never make it.
What, you stole a Diamondette t-shirt? Is that what you're telling me?
I was the manager.
Oh, all right. Okay.
I administered Icy Hot.
I was going to say, what does the manager of the Diamondettes do?
Now
and,
you know.
Carry the pom-poms.
There you go.
Stuff like that. Wrap ankles. Like a medic.
Do you put the pom-poms in giant plastic bags? Is that how you carry
them? No, actually, you carry them in these big garbage cans with wheels on the bottom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just
hope nobody throws trash into there.
Do you have to count the pom-poms as you put them in?
No, I'm pretty sure nobody's going to steal a pom-pom. If they do, it's pretty obvious.
Now, at the time when you went long, long ago, back in the dark ages at Navasota High School, how many Diamondettes were there?
I think there were about 40.
What?
I think.
Really?
Yeah, and you know what? When I went to the game last week, I have to say, I had my doubts. But then once they started performing and the band performed, I was like, oh, just as good as always.
Okay.
My wonderful Rattlers.
See, because you think, you know, those
I thought the quality might have gone down.
Right, those old-time Diamondettes come back and go, well, you know, back in the day, we could kick pretty high.
Yeah, back when we were on the squad.
Don't know if these newbies can do that or not.
I was tempted. Some little girl that was a Diamondette who was sitting out, I ran into her in the bathroom.
Hey, wait, Kevin, she just said some little girl, okay, because she's so old and crusty.
I am old and crusty.
All right, go ahead anyway. So.
Anyway, she's like, oh my gosh, you have one of our shirts. I said, yeah, this is an old shirt back from when I was in school. And she said, you wear a Diamondette? And so for one, I will admit I was tempted to just say yes.
But you didn't.
But I didn't. I said, okay. Well, no, I was the manager.
Did she suddenly lose interest? Oh, okay.
Oh, well, never mind then. Yeah. I don't have time for you.
So it's just like you were back in high school again.
It's one of my big tragedies from high school.
There you go. All right.
So sad.
Okay. Well, later we'll talk about, hey, guys,
Guys who shave your face every day. Well, okay, I guess I'm the only one here for that. But
no, I'm kind of fur-faced.
Yeah. Anyway, but it's a little more costly than you think it might be, and you may be able to control that. We're just going to tell you that in a little while.
Yeah, are you going to use the same water over and over?
No.
Do we have time for a happy story real quick?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay, in 1997, a flood caused $4 million worth of damage to a church in North Dakota.
Okay.
So a church in New Jersey collected $12,000 to help them recover. 15 years later, the New Jersey church suffered damage during Hurricane Sandy.
And?
North Dakota church paid back with their collection and sent 15-6. Donations are still pouring in.
Hey,
wow. I thought
that
was kind of a neat story.
That's cool. Wonderful.
That is a good thing. Hey, if you're one of the iPhone 5 users who's unhappy with the Apple's new map apps, here's some good news for you. A source says that Google putting together the final touches on a Google Maps app for the iPhone and iPads. A few reports have said the app could be available by the end of the year. Because if you saw that when it first rolled out, it was goofy. I mean, they blew that. They did not handle that well at all. So once again, it's Google to the rescue. See how that works
dun,
out
dun,
for you.
Dun.
Okay, I think we talked about this a little while ago. Star Wars, which is now owned by the mouse. Star Wars and Domino's inducted yesterday into the National Hall of Fame of Toys. The National Toy Hall of Fame.
It's taken this long to put a domino in there?
Just telling you.
that surprises me.
Yep. Both toys joined Barbie, Mr. Potato Head, Marbles, and the Teddy Bear in the hall. Of course, a Toy Hall of Fame spokesperson said Star Wars action figures were introduced by Kenner in the 1970s. The success of those toys spurred the industry to create more toys linked to movies and television series and comic books. Both Star Wars action figures and Domino's were finalists in 2011, didn't make the cut. The other 2012 finalists included, so I guess these are ones that aren't in there, Clue, Fisher-Price Corn Popper, Light Bright.
Really?
What's a Light Bright?
Oh, Light Bright is a little deal where you would...
Do you put in little knobs and then you can light it up?
Well, yeah, it's got light behind it.
I do remember those
things. Yeah, colors
things.
And things. Hello?
Hello, how are you this morning?
It's good. You know, it's Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I don't know about you, but I really love playing with those pizzas, you know, stacking them up and making them really nice, you know, from Domino's.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, right. I don't think that's how you're supposed to play.
I love a pizza joke at 7 in the morning.
Thank you. Both. But anyway, a Light Bright, Little Green Army Men are not in the Toy Hall
but
of Fame.
But cardboard box is.
Yeah, it should be.
It's in my Hall of Fame.
Others, Magic 8-Ball, the Pogo Stick, Sidewalk Chalk, Simon. Remember Simon?
Oh, I remember Simon.
Yeah.
I don't.
You're too young.
Are you talking about just standing in the courtyard
Simon was a deal that looked like a, I don't know, it was about the size of a Frisbee, and it had four colors. And
oh,
sounds.
No, and you have to whack different parts of it.
To remember what it told you and play it back.
I've played that. And it makes you real sweaty because you're like under stress at the moment.
Okay. But the thing was... But the thing that's kind of interesting about Simon is, I mean, if you think about it, probably Simon would not work now because if you made a mistake, it just kind of went at, you know, and kids don't like that because their self-esteem would be lowered if they just
God.
What? Am I wrong?
No.
I mean, if it happened today, it would go, no, we're sorry. Would you like to try again? I know you're not as stupid as all the other kids. No, I wouldn't say that. But you know what I'm saying? It would tell you that you didn't do it properly.
See, I think that's why people our age like, remember, you don't know Jack?
Yes, I do remember
that. That's why
that
was so fun, because it would insult you if you got it wrong.
Absolutely. Okay, so... The woman at the coffee shop or restaurant keeps staring at you.
Why? Well, that's kind of creepy.
Okay, well, but the thing is...
do I have something on my face?
No, not at all.
Is there toilet paper on my shoe?
It's not what you think. The fact is, she isn't staring at you. She's staring at your wife. A new survey found that women spend more time staring at other women than they do staring at guys.
Weird.
Check it out. The opposition's clothing, along with their hair, their weight, how much cellulite they have, whatever. Their eyes are also looking for dark or unflattering hair roots or handbags or whether or not there's been plastic surgery. 1 in 5 like to guess what country the other women are from.
Really?
I don't know if that happens.
Is it like a game?
Can I tell you? Well, I don't. I'll tell you from my perspective.
That's fine because
I don't do that.
Uh-huh.
But I do notice. I have had this happen before, where I was sitting somewhere and a guy walks by and he's eating an ice cream sandwich, and I totally am mesmerized by the ice cream sandwich, and then I look and realize that he thinks I'm looking at him, checking him out, and he makes a face back, but I'm just checking out his ice cream, and it's so
is
it's kind of awkward.
Kids, is that what the kids call it these days?
What?
So, I guess I want to go back.
I'm saying I'll check out food. That's what I check out.
Texas A&M football is back at Kyle Field, and Transportation Services wants you to know all about the convenient game day parking in and around campus starting at only $10. Public pay lots are located throughout campus and can be found near the Bonfire Memorial, Bush Library, Veterinary Medical Center, as well as the Central, Northside, and West Campus parking garages. There are free shuttles that run to many on-campus lots, as well as the Get to the Grid shuttle that runs to and from Post Oak Mall. For additional game day traffic, parking, and pedestrian information, log on to transport.tamu.edu.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, when we're thinking about getting new carpet for our home or purchasing a new home that needs carpet, what's new in trends?
Well, Bigelow here is a great example of some very high style, beautiful looking products. They're the latest in fashion. They really are a great selection of quality and style.
Are we looking for more solid patterns now? Do we want like shag? That was frisé is back in style?
Yes, frisés are still selling well. Very textured looks are selling well, but there are also a lot of people that love great styles that are fashionable. Everybody seems to like something different, so we have a great selection of everything for everybody.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Hey, good morning. It's 725 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Valley Recycling. Act locally, think globally with Brazos Valley Recycling. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com. High temperature today under mostly sunny skies, about 66 with northeast winds at 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, down around 40. And then tomorrow, high temperature of 68 degrees. Should be nice. East winds at about 10 miles an hour. And then tomorrow night, 43 is our low. High on Sunday and Monday, right around 72 or so, and then Tuesday up to 74, and we do have a slight chance of showers as we begin next week. Right now, the winds are out of the northeast at 6, relative humidity 61%, fair skies, and we have 45.
I watched my neighbor struggle with carpet cleaning equipment the other day, and I said to myself, what does she think she's saving? I mean, have you ever rented one of those heavy carpet cleaners? You got to lug it to your car, then lug it to your house, then set it up, move your furniture, and then you have to clean. And how clean does it really get your carpet? I just dial one number, Heaven's Best. No equipment to lug, no long hoses hanging out of my house, and my carpets look great every time. In fact, if they don't, they'll come back and clean it again. It's the Heaven's Best promise. Call Heaven's Best today at 807-1001. That's 807-1001.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Okay, Obama's got his second term. He knows it's safe to let it all hang out now. So he invited union leaders and a bunch of liberal activists to the White House. And after that, he put a dollar figure to the new tax increase that he wants. And you'd better sit down. Last year, Obama told Republicans he wanted to raise $800 billion in new tax revenue, and now he literally has doubled down. Now he's demanding $1.6 trillion in new revenue, which is the new Democrat term for the old Democrat M.O., tax increases. Now, Obama and his Democrats know there's no way the Republicans can go along with tax increases that big without fatally wounding their own chances of staying in office. So all this talk about bipartisanship and working together to avoid falling off the fiscal cliff was a bunch of BS. This is political revenge. The $1 trillion-plus tax plan was announced just after Obama concluded his White House meeting with the liberal thugs and activists, and they are pressuring him to get tough with the rich and squash Republicans like insects. Of course, he wants to do it anyway. He doesn't have to be told. Now, what's not being said is the impact on the economy if Obama takes another $1.5 trillion out of it to redistribute to his buddies. But do you see any evidence that he cares about the economy? The bottom line here is Obama doesn't want to stop us from going over the cliff. He wants to push us over the cliff himself.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-893-9095. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary, risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-893-9095. That's 1-800-893-9095.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. In Aggieland and in Dallas, family, friends, and fans of A&M football freshman Thomas Johnson want to know what happened to the 18-year-old earlier this week.
She had no problems with him no more. You know, he's just a kid. You know, regular little stuff. You know, you have to take the trash out and stuff like that, and that was it.
That's a neighbor, the Johnson family in Dallas, who said she doesn't know why Johnson disappeared. Johnson was last seen Monday evening, reported missing to the public 2 days later, then found in Dallas yesterday before sunrise. No announcement has been made as to Johnson's availability for tomorrow's game against Sam Houston State. Quoting an email from Associate AD Alan Cannon, our focus right now is on the health and well-being of Thomas Johnson. A Brazos County District Court hearing that lasted less than 5 minutes yesterday involved setting an execution date. 47-year-old Carl Henry Blue of Bryan was told he'll be put to death February 21st for the 1994 capital murder of Carmen Richard Sanders. Friends and family were in the courtroom for the brief appearance. Blue is convicted of throwing a cup of gasoline on his ex-girlfriend, then setting her on fire outside her College Station apartment. A man who was with her was also set ablaze, but survived and testified against Blue. A 13-year-old boy told Bryan police a convenience store clerk touched him in an inappropriate place. That led to the arrest of 34-year-old Ali Shahid for indecency with a child. Details of the incident are not being released, according to Officer Kelly McKeithen, because there may be additional victims.
In case another kid comes forward, we want them to be totally uninhibited by any media. Typically, the same thing happens in every case the same way, pretty much. And so if another kid comes in, we don't want them to regurgitate what they hear. We want them to come in with their own account.
McKeithen says the ongoing investigation includes checking security video from the Texaco Handy Stop on West William Joel Bryan Parkway. Towing a trailer without a license plate has resulted in a 30-year prison term for a Bryan man. A Brazos County District Court jury convicted 45-year-old David Greer of unlawful possession of a firearm. A sheriff's deputy who stopped Greer last February found a loaded pistol in his jacket. Prosecutors say normal punishment is 2 to 10 years, but they sought more due to Greer's criminal history. At the time of his arrest, Greer was on parole from a 40-year sentence in Grimes County for possessing methamphetamine. College Station police are still trying to answer the question of why a man was walking on the northbound freeway service road Wednesday night when he was hit by a truck.
We don't suspect any type of foul play at this point, and the driver of the truck did voluntarily submit to a blood test, which is completely routine in fatality accidents.
Officer Rhonda Seaton says the victim was 33-year-old Lyndon Skyby Jr. of Caldwell. The accident near Christ United Methodist Church affected freeway traffic for nearly 5 hours. Hundreds of new Scott & White employees in College Station will be hired after the first of the year. They will have to be tobacco-free under new requirements. Chief Human Resources Officer Mark Halley says this will apply to some of those hired for the new hospital and clinic.
There certainly will be some hires in College Station before January 1st, and as a result, the policy will not apply directly to them. But everyone who is being screened for employment after January 1st will be notified of the new policy and that they will be expected to commit to it and abide by it.
After January 1st, Scott & White applicants who say they use any tobacco products will not be considered, and those who are hired are subject to random testing. Yesterday's announcement was made in conjunction with the Great American Smokeout. Earlier this week, it became official that a third generation of the Bush family will get into Texas politics. Running for Texas Land Commissioner in the 2014 election is George Prescott Bush, the son of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Family friend Andrew Card, who is also the interim dean of the Bush School at A&M, says George P. is, quote, exactly what the demographics of America are calling out for right now.
He speaks Spanish, grew up in a family with a mother who was Mexican, and a dad who is a luminary and a leader and inspiring. He is well-educated, well-disciplined, has given service, and I think that he has a lot more to give to our country, and certainly has an awful lot to give to the state of Texas.
Card also cited George P. Bush's service in the Navy and as a lawyer and businessman. Christmas is in the air, and the Salvation Army has several volunteer opportunities for you. Lieutenant Michelle Walker says folks who are willing to ring bells at the collection kettles help bring in most of the year's funds.
You basically just tell us what day you want to ring, what kind of time slots you can give us. We invite churches and clubs, students, if they need service hours, anything like that, we can meet those needs. We also have an opportunity if someone wants to bring in different clubs and they want to ring for 3 days or more, we can have a ring-off.
The Red Kettle and Angel Tree programs kick off today at noon at Post Oak Mall. Volunteer information is available online at WTW.com. WTW News Time is 7:35. It is 49 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farmer ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
On Thanksgiving Day, spend your day giving back to our community. Epicure's Catering will be teaming up with the Brazos Food Bank and Meals on Wheels for the 29th annual Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley. Hundreds of local volunteers will lend a hand in both preparation and delivery of more than 1,000 Thanksgiving meals to area families and individuals. Volunteers are needed to help prepare, serve, deliver, and assist in the kitchen. To volunteer, call 695-0985 today. Sponsorship opportunities are available for this event. Call Epicure's Catering at 695-0985. Donations of food for the holidays are being accepted at the Brazos Food Bank. Monetary donations for Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley can be made at any location of the Bank and Trust. Thank you for making this Thanksgiving special to those in need.
Hey, good morning, Brazos Valley. Weather forecast at 7:37. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
We get closer to the weekend. High pressure continues to control the pattern, stretching from our part of Texas all the way up into Michigan and Minnesota this morning. There'll be plenty of sunshine and highs will be somewhere between 65 and 70 later this afternoon. Clear skies tonight, lows around 40. It'll be mostly sunny and 65 to 70 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 45. The outlook for Sunday, mostly sunny. It should be 70 to 75 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie football is on the horizon. We've got also high school football playoffs, and the Aggs doing pretty well on the hardwood. That coming up in 12 minutes.
Our part of Texas. I love that. Our part of Texas. Rob doesn't live down here. He's not from around here. He's a weather guy who sometimes probably wishes he could be.
Yeah, I'm sure. I caught that too.
Except during the summertime, but that's okay. You know, we're more than happy to adopt him, even though he doesn't talk like us. It's okay.
He seems like a nice guy.
You ain't from here, is
he? Exactly, right. Okay, so now I'm going to back away from a promise that I made in the last half hour, and I have a very good reason why. We're going to talk about shaving, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Guys who shave their face, not their head. I don't know. We might go into the head shaving, too. But guys who shave their face, and what's the most efficient way to do that, okay?
With a belt sander.
Nah. But I was reading a story about this out of a newspaper from another state. A rather long article about shaving. And actually, one of the people who has done research on shaving for actually several years works at Texas A&M University.
Really?
Yeah, kind of a sideline deal, not even his real job. And so I was just on the phone to him a few minutes ago, and we're going to make arrangements to have him on the show next week.
Wow.
So we can talk about the most efficient way for guys to shave their face.
Now, that is
because
just
I want you
riveting
to think
radio.
About this. Well, of course it is. That's what we do here is riveting radio.
I've got a flip clip if you'd like me to post it.
Okay.
Well, you can shave right here on the air.
Yeah, boy, we just we might do
I
that.
I want to hear that scratchy
but
sound.
But we did, you know, a few years ago, we talked to the people at Gillette because they had – talked about something that I just didn't believe, and we'll get the guy who we're going to talk to about this next week to comment on it.
Well, what was it you didn't believe?
That men shave the same area of their face over and over rather than just make one pass.
It depends if I didn't get it the first time.
Well, but see, that's the thing, and then we'll get into this, you know, whole nine-blade, you know, cartridge and all that sort of garbage and that stuff. So anyway, but we'll talk about shaving next week. And the most efficient way, because there's kind of been a retro move towards shaving.
And well, there's
going
also
back to
big,
the safety blades.
I've heard of that. Do you think it has anything to do with kind of the cultural obsession with mustaches?
Well, it might. It might.
Well, I mean,
facial hair's back.
They even had mustache. I went to Hobby Lobby yesterday to buy some decorations. They had mustache decorations.
Okay, now, Kat.
Yes.
Okay. I want to explain to you what we normally do is we don't name businesses.
Okay.
And so what we would do in a case like that is, let's see, you went to a craftatorium is what you would call that.
Okay.
See, or we have a groceratorium or things like that. Okay. So but I'm just telling you, I mean, you didn't do anything wrong. I'm just saying that generally we come up with some sort of a generic whatever and it ends atorium. And
I
see. That's how we do it.
The hobbyatorium.
Yeah, so you were.
Yeah, well, that. But you see, it could have been, you know, the other one in town or any of the others in town. But yeah,
I was
like
lobbying
that.
My craftiness
at
the local.
So anyway, so you were doing that, and what were you looking for? What?
I was looking at Christmas decorations, but they had ornaments shaped like mustaches.
Really? To hang on your tree, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
No, to hang on the dining.
Yeah, good. Yeah. All right.
They were actually in the wedding decorations.
Yep. Okay, so if given the choice, who do kids prefer behind the wheel, mom or dad?
I would say mom.
Kat?
Probably mom as well.
The majority of 1,000 kids between the ages of 5 and 7 feel safer with dad behind the wheel.
Really?
Yep.
Well, their dads probably don't, do a lot of things that maybe Kevin and my dads do while they drive.
Why is
I'm
it automatically
listening.
You
I'm
assume
listening.
That I'm doing yeah. something?
No, I'm
no,
not
no, you're
you,
a dad.
Your dad,
yeah.
Kevin. Wait a second, do you have a guilty conscience?
No,
we need
I just
to address something
thought
here?
You were throwing an assumption out there
oh, yeah,
for
no,
a minute.
Just, no, that your dad was...
Because you just said you'd feel safer with your mom driving.
The assumption had to do with your dad's driving ability. So anyway, what's wrong with mom? Apparently her mouth. The kids say mom is more likely to use bad language while driving.
Are you serious?
How? Also, I want to be in the cars right now. Kids looking over, you know. Kids looking over, over to dad, and they've looked at each other and gone, boy, remember the time that mom? Yeah, anyway.
My question is, which one's more likely to reach back and smack the kids?
Well, that too.
Tell you it wasn't mama.
You can't do that anymore.
Yeah, that's right. The kids say that mom is more likely to use the bad language while driving. Dad also edged out mom when it came to parking ability. Kids can get pretty annoyed when riding with grown-ups. Here are their three worst driving habits. Getting road rage and shouting at drivers, singing out loud or too loudly, or listening to terrible music. Well, don't listen to music. Obviously, we have that one solved.
Just on Tuesday.
You. That one's stuck. Yeah, except on Tuesday.
Musical Tuesdays.
If I remember Tuesdays, yeah. So there you go. Again, getting the road rage and shouting at drivers, singing out too loudly, and the thing is, kids, don't you hate it when your folks try to sing along with the song and they don't know the
Absolutely.
Words?
Absolutely. I even remember that. While we're talking about kids, daughter had a spelling test yesterday.
Oh, did she?
How'd she do?
She missed one.
Okay.
Very proud of her.
Way to go.
How many words did she have to spell?
12.
Okay. All right.
So as we were talking about how she had done at school that day, she asked if they had invented school when I was a kid.
Since 1978, more families have trusted UPA than any other pediatric practice in the Brazos Valley. With over 100 years of combined experience, the pediatric specialists at UPA are always ready to provide your family with the finest care available. Located just a block from the bypass next to the Med, UPA is open 7 days a week to make it easier for working families to get their children to the doctor. To learn more, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA, every child deserves a specialist.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Linda and I would like to thank the Brazos Valley for voting Texas Trading Post best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Come see us at txtraders.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
It's an age-old question. Should a parent focus more on quality or quantity time when it comes to being with their kids? Well, my answer is yes. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. The other day, a dad and his young son were playing basketball in their driveway. Dad had the standard size hoop and backboard, and the little guy next to him had a smaller set to match his height. The dad would shoot his ball a couple of times and then stop and help his son make a few shots of his own. The son studied his dad's every move and tried to jump, shoot, and bounce the ball just like Dad. They were probably out there for a good hour. When I think of that scenario, something occurs to me. I have two boys of my own, 10 and 12, and I know that father had a million other projects waiting for him around the house. But he was willing to put them all aside so he could be with his son. So which is it? Quality or quantity? The truth is, we don't get quality time with our kids without investing quantity time. It's those everyday moments when we laugh together, eat together, and talk together. Those are the moments that lay a solid foundation for our kids to grow confident in how much we value them. So kiss your kids, hug them, take every moment you can just to be with them. The investment you make today can reap dividends long after they're grown. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to five lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for one whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to qlskipayear.com to enter. That's qlskipayear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes, too. Check them out at qlskipayear.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye. Farewell. See you later. Adios. Au revoir. Hasta mañana. Toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit qlskipayear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm Coach Harv Limburger. Today we're discussing the importance of a quick release. Wazurski, take these keys and pass them to Chandler.
Ow!
Oh, that's going to leave a mark. And Wazurski throws like a girl.
I am a girl.
Where did you develop that release?
At my friend's house. They have these football watching parties. They eat chips and drink beer for 3 hours.
So you pass your keys to a sober receiver. Let's see that again.
Ow!
Pretty.
Game watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Hey, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Folks over at Intercon want to remind you, you know, we had this cold blast of air that came through earlier this week with the winds, and you know that's when you start noticing whether or not your windows are doing what they should do, which is keep the cold air out or keep that air that you may be refrigerating or heating in your home. Now again, you notice it when we have the cold weather like this, but the air exchange is going on all the time. So if you want energy efficient windows, give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639. 823-3639. This is what'll happen. They'll come out and they'll assess the situation, maybe some windows that need to be replaced, maybe need to be repaired, whichever. They'll be glad to give you an estimate for that work and then leave you alone. Never have any high pressure with the folks at Intercon because they're a hometown company with a quality product. They've been doing this kind of stuff for years, and they've got hundreds and hundreds of satisfied customers. So give them a call. Let them come out and kind of assess your deal. And one of the other great things about it being a local company is if you need to do it in stages based on your budget, then they can help you there. No reason for you to put this off. They can make it fit into your budget. Give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639 for energy-efficient windows.
Morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 749. It's Friday. Makes it high school football time in Texas and playoff time to boot. Zach Taylor here to get you caught up on all the high school football action.
Navasota kicked off their 2012 postseason with a bang last night as the Rattlers routed China Spring 62-16 at Merrill Green Stadium. Quarterback Kadarius Baker threw for 6 touchdowns and ran for another as Navasota advances to the 3A Division II area round. The Rattlers will take on the winner of Jasper and Grosbeck next Friday at Buddy Moorhead Stadium in Conroe. Two other teams playing in playoff games tonight. The Brazos Christian Eagles will hit the road to take on Lake Christian at 7:30, and the A&M Consolidated Tigers will face Klein Collins at Wood Forest Stadium in the Woodlands at 7:30 as well. You can catch the Tigers pregame show and all of the game on News Talk 1620 WTAW starting at 7. And that has been your Friday football report on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
For more high school football information, you can find that at brazosfootball.com. A&M is gearing up for their second-to-last regular season game against the Sam Houston State Bobcats. Head coach of the Bearcats, is a former NFL football player with the 49ers. Willie Fritz has his team bound for their divisional playoffs, but they have to make a trip to see the 12th man first.
We're very excited about going over and competing against Texas A&M. Obviously, they're a top 10 ball club in the nation. Just probably came off of one of the biggest road victories in school history, I'd imagine. So it's going to be a tremendous test for us. And I think when you're a competitor, you always want to go against the best. And, you know, that's what we'll be doing at Kyle Field on Saturday.
At the end of the normal student pool Thursday, a limited number of South End Zone student tickets are remaining. Now, this was initially set as a sold-out game, so these tickets are available to the public. Tickets.12thmanfoundation.com. Ag, Sam Houston State, Kyle Field, 2:30 tomorrow. All the action live on 1620 WTAW. Jumping over to now to the hardwood, five A&M players scored in double digits as the Aggies popped Prairie View A&M 81-59. Only problem is, of those five, three of them were guards. Coach Kennedy thinks we need to work the ball inside a little more on the A&M basketball team.
Our perimeter guys can score. All three of them are capable of having big nights, shooting the ball and making shots. And again, we had 18 assists, which was, you know, again, good to see. We shared the ball. Everything was on the perimeter and everything was jump shots. And we've got to get a presence at the basket. We've got to be able to finish around the basket. Right now, free throws and jump shots are saving us.
3-0 Ags hit the road on Monday to go to Kansas City, as a matter of fact. They're playing in the CBE Classic. They'll play St. Louis at 6:30. Former A&M standout Ryan Tannehill did not have the best game last night. 14-28, 141 yards. Threw a touchdown pass, but got two intercepted as the Buffalo Bills won their first primetime game since 2000. They held off Miami 19-14. In the NBA, the 6-0 New York Knicks remained undefeated. The Knicks rallied to a 104-100 win over San Antonio. Number 15 A&M Soccer continues their postseason run today. They take on the Oakland Golden Grizzlies in the NCAA Division I Soccer Championship. That's at 3:30 in Florida. And A&M's home finale against Missouri on Friday at 6:30 in volleyball will be very special for five seniors who are taking the floor for the last time at home. If they win, they'll clinch at least part of the Southwestern Conference, the SEC Western Division title for the Aggies. That's a look at your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. That would be brought to you by Awards and More. You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards and More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
So, of course, we were just talking about big win over Alabama last week. So A&M football, pretty hot commodity, and Suddenlink is offering the Aggies versus Sam Houston State game for free on Suddenlink pay-per-view. All you have to do is visit the local Suddenlink office today. Now, they're going to make the selection, okay, today, because the game airs tomorrow. So do this right away, and all you do is go in there and add or upgrade new service with Suddenlink, like their SL200 HD TV package, the high-speed internet, 15 meg or higher, or the home phone service. So do that, and then you've got an opportunity. They're going to select somebody today who will win that free pay-per-view for Texas A&M and Sam Houston State. Now, remember, that 15 meg internet is low as $30 a month when you bundle, and there's Suddenlink home phone service that's $25 a month for the rest of your life, and that's something the phone company just cannot match. And then Suddenlink's SL200 HD TV as low as $35 a month when you bundle. So you get those great deals anyhow, and at the same time, opportunity to possibly win the pay-per-view free for the Texas A&M Sam Houston State game tomorrow. So ditch the dish and call Suddenlink at 1-800-915-1866, 1-800-915-1866, or visit Suddenlink.com to get your connection.
Allen Honda gives thanks this month for all of our loyal customers and celebrate Thanksgiving. Honda has special year-end interest rates now available. Take advantage of 0.9% financing for up to 60 months on the 2012 Civic, or 0.9% for up to 36 months on the 2012 Accord, Odyssey, Ridgeline, and CRV models. Plus 0.9% for up to 36 months on all 2012 and 2013 Pilots. Hurry in for special year-end financing and a great buying experience at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
About 5 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Walmart workers have decided to strike on Black Friday.
Yeah, I saw that.
They were targeted for retaliation for speaking out about substandard work conditions and treatment last month in the first walkout in the history of the company. The workers are demanding, among other things, better pay and affordable health care coverage. They've also set up a website where you can make donations to help workers who plan to walk out on the busiest shopping day of the year. Walmart planning to open its doors at 9 p.m. on Thursday night, Thanksgiving night. Employees at most stores notified on Monday that they have to be at work that night, no matter. You've got to be there actually at 5 o'clock. So anyway, that's an interesting situation.
It is.
It's now, just, and it's hard. It's, you know.
Hard. Okay, go ahead.
I mean, I wouldn't want to do, for example, I've been thinking, I know that as radio people, we do have some odd days that we work.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
But it's kind of an honor, you know, because I enjoy working here so much. But golly, doing retail on a holiday would be so hard, well, especially if they're not treating you how you ought to be treated, you know?
Or how you think you ought to be treated. Think.
Yeah.
That's a crucial word to put in there.
I've known a lot of people that work at Walmart, and I've never heard anything bad.
Yeah.
Now, that may be who I'm talking to. But
I just don't know much about it.
Well, it depends on who's hearing this story as to what the reaction's going to be. If there's somebody who's out there who doesn't have, you know, two nickels to rub together and they have real costs, then they'd love to have a job, then they do what they have to do to answer the call, to be there.
What's our number if anybody who works at Walmart wants to call in? And
Well, it's always been 695-1620, but the idea is, you know, and I don't want this to be some forum where you bash Big Blue, because obviously they get a lot of that. I'm not saying that from a payroll and benefits standpoint, they're the best place to work. But there are a lot of people out there who need a job under any circumstances. And, you know, if that's the case, then you have to understand that there are people who, okay, you want to walk off work, I'll be glad to come in.
That's exactly. I was going to say, I would think right now would be a very bad time to strike when
so many
people are out of work.
That's exactly right. But maybe more importantly, are we going to have Hostess Twinkies anymore? You hear that?
Yes, I did.
I'm just wondering, what are the cockroaches going to eat during the zombie apocalypse or the nuclear winter, you know?
I didn't know that they went for them.
That's kind of the iconic statement.
Oh, well, it'll be moon pies then, won't it? The thing is, I bet you somebody buys the recipe.
Well, even if they don't,
yeah,
just between us chickens,
yeah,
I do have a book that's full of imitation recipes,
yeah,
and it does have a Twinkie recipe in there.
Have you ever tried it?
No, but what I have tried in the book, other recipes have been good, so I'm thinking I'll give it a try. And
well, a few Christmases ago, I bought Twinkie sets for Tom and Chase, and we had a competition, and each of them made their own Twinkies. And each had attributes that were okay. But
Twinkie-like?
Can we do it too? Please?
Well, you're the one who said you have an imitation Twinkie cookbook.
I have a recipe.
Well, okay.
I have a recipe, but tell me a little bit more about this.
That's it. You could buy a Twinkie baking set. And so I bought two of those, and I gave one to Chase, and I gave one
to Tom. Did you cook it with a light?
And challenged it. No. You cooked them for real, and, you know, I challenged them to come about and, you know, do that. And like I say, each of them had attributes that were okay, but neither of them were anything that you could package and sell. The deal is, though, well, you buy a Twinkie-like product, even though it doesn't say Hostess on College Station Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. First the House, next the Senate. For David Petraeus being questioned about Libya, not the affair that brought him down as CIA director. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live on Capitol Hill.
They are closed-door hearings, but before they began, a source told Fox News Petraeus intended to tell lawmakers that he knew within 24 hours that the attacks on the U.S. missions in Benghazi were the work of terrorists. And the source says Petraeus has no idea who authored the story that UN Ambassador Susan Rice told to the TV talk shows that protests over an anti-Muslim video were the genesis of the violence that killed four Americans, Dave.
Rich, can President Obama and Republicans in Congress compromise? They will look for fiscal cliff common ground next hour at the White House, where Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live.
This can be seen as the opening session of the negotiations, while the leadership from both houses, Democrat and Republican, will be here. This really comes down to the president and the GOP-controlled House. The president insists on raising tax rates on the wealthiest Americans. Republicans have offered to raise tax revenue, but by revamping the tax code, not by actually raising the rates. Dave?
Mike, Israel under attack. Yet again, Palestinians firing rockets from Gaza still as Israelis battle back. Fox News Radio's Emily Withers live in Jerusalem.
Israel is fighting back from the sea and the air, continuing to carry out strikes targeting what they say is terror activity inside Gaza. Over 20 Palestinians have been killed, four of them children. Over 200 have been wounded, many of them civilians. Israel says since the operation began Wednesday, 500 rockets have been fired at them, some intercepted by the Iron Dome missile defense batteries. Three Israelis have been killed, Dave.
Emily, an icon is cooked.
With Hostess, tasting is believing.
Not anymore. There's no more cream filling, no more squigglies on top of cupcakes. Hostess is going out of business. All the plants and outlets will close. More than 18,000 workers will lose their jobs as Hostess is going to sell off rights to its brands. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Right now, I'm standing in a hole. A 300-foot deep hole, to be exact. But even though I'm down here, I'm still connected to the entire job site because I have the new Sprint Direct Connect with apps like Workforce Locator that lets me know my foreman, Mike, is...
Yeah, I'm here.
And I have three times the coverage, so I know that my most important delivery...
Just arrived.
And as part of the fastest push-to-talk, I can assemble my team the moment I need them. Guys?
On our way.
So now I can focus on turning this hole into a hotel.
Upgrade to the new Done. The new Sprint Direct Connect with three times the coverage and access to the fastest push-to-talk experience nationwide. Now when you buy one Motorola Admiral Rugged smartphone for $49.99, you'll get one free. To upgrade, call 800-SPRINT-1 or visit a Sprint store near you. Offer ends 1/10/13. Offer available to corporate liable accounts. Excludes taxes. Two-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee per devices. Fastest claim based on initial setup time for push-to-talk calls originating in Nextel or Sprint-owned 3G coverage. Coverage claim based on comparison of Nextel National Network square miles to Sprint National Network inclusive of roaming. Restrictions apply. See store.
The King and Queen invite you to the 38th Annual Texas Renaissance Festival. Join us Saturdays, Sundays, and Thanksgiving Friday for eight magically themed weekends of fun from October 6th through November 25th. Experience hundreds of daily performances and demonstrations. Feast on international food and beverages and explore any of our 400 shops. Discount tickets are on sale now at Randall's, Walgreens, and online at TexRenFest.com. Presented by the King's partners, Bud Light, Coca-Cola, and Spring Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Northside Fiat. Huzzah!
When a fire breaks out in a crowded place, people head to the one exit they know, the entrance. And that's the problem. Too many people trying to escape through one door. They begin to panic. They start pushing. Some fall down. Some even die. The next time you walk into a public place, make a mental note of the exits. And keep in mind, the best way out may not be the way in. Learn how to survive a fire at haveanexitstrategy.com.
Sponsored by the Texas State Fire Marshal.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-822-5050.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
WTW News time is 8:05. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merrymaids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merrymaids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. From a spokesman at the A&M Athletics Department, there's been no change in Thomas Johnson's status as a student athlete on the Aggies football roster. Otherwise, nothing else has been revealed about Johnson's disappearance. The freshman, who was found yesterday before sunrise, had not been seen for 2 days after leaving his apartment Monday evening. In Dallas, a neighbor to the Johnson family says everyone has questions.
I don't know if he had any problems or not, because he didn't seem like he did, because he seemed like he was a very well-mannered young man.
No announcement has been made as to Johnson's availability for tomorrow's game against Sam Houston State. Quoting an email from Associate AD Alan Cannon, our focus right now is on the health and well-being of Thomas Johnson. A Bryan man out on parole from a 40-year prison term when he was caught with a loaded pistol in his jacket last February is returning to state custody. 45-year-old David Greer, who was convicted by a Brazos County District Court jury this week, was sentenced to 30 years. Greer had been free following a 1997 conviction for methamphetamine possession out of Grimes County. A Brazos County deputy found the gun during a search after stopping Greer for towing a trailer that did not have a license plate. 18 years after setting his ex-girlfriend on fire, a Bryan man knows his execution date. 47-year-old Carl Henry Blue was in Brazos County District Court yesterday, where he was told he will be put to death February 21st. Blue was convicted of throwing a cup of gasoline on Carmen Richard Sanders, then setting her on fire outside her College Station apartment in 1994. Family and friends filled the courtroom for the hearing that lasted less than 5 minutes. Then Blue was transported back to a state prison in Livingston. A Bryan convenience store clerk is accused of illegal sexual contact with a 13-year-old boy. Police arrested 34-year-old Ali Shahid Wednesday for indecency with a child. Officer Kelly McKeithen says there may be additional victims.
One, because he's a this happened at a store, which is a public place, and two, because we had a 19-year-old that recounted some of a similar incident that happened to him. However, he's not pressing charges. So it just goes, I mean, and our experience tells us that, you know, when things like this happen, there's multiple victims.
The victim told investigators he was touched inappropriately while in the Texaco Handy Stop on West William J. O'Brien Parkway in September. A Caldwell man is dead after being struck by a truck in College Station Wednesday night. Officer Rhonda Seaton says this was on the northbound freeway service road near Christ United Methodist Church.
What was found upon their arrival is the truck that was traveling north on the feeder road had struck a pedestrian who was walking on the feeder road. Unfortunately, as a result of the accident, the pedestrian did die. He has been identified as Lyndon Skyby Jr. He is from Caldwell, and he's 33 years old.
Investigators, who were on the scene for nearly 5 hours, do not suspect any foul play. Seaton says it's not known why the victim was walking on the feeder road when he was hit. On the anniversary of the Great American Smokeout, Scott and White Healthcare announced future employees will have to be tobacco-free. Chief Human Resources Officer Mark Halley says on January 1st, applicants who say they use any tobacco products will be ineligible for further consideration.
We believe that at this point, given all that's being asked of health systems to really improve the health of our communities, to lower the per unit cost of health care, and to do all of that with a better patient satisfaction experience than ever before, that combined with the fact that there are a number of organizations that are already doing this, we really felt like it was time for us to get on board.
In addition, Scott and White employees hired after the first of the year will be randomly tested for tobacco use. From the A&M campus, there is a ringing endorsement of this week's announcement from a grandson of President George H.W. Bush of seeking political office in Texas. Interim Dean of the Bush School of Government, Andrew Card, says George Prescott Bush, quote, has demonstrated his ability to lead independent of the legacy that he inherits.
He's disciplined in his life, and he's disciplined in how he does, meets his responsibilities. And I think those are all attributes that are very valuable and important, especially if you're looking to answer the noble call of public service.
George P. Bush, the son of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, has a website and Facebook page related to his run for Texas Land Commissioner in the 2014 election. And Christmastime preparations kick off this week for the local Salvation Army. Lieutenant Michelle Walker says starting at noon today, you can help them make a difference for families needing help with holiday cheer.
All of our kettles will be out at about 19 different locations around town. And our big angel tree will actually be at the Post Oak Mall. And everybody will be open from 10 to 8. And there will also be angels and toy boxes distributed throughout the community at different places.
Walker says those who are interested in sponsoring a child through the Angel Tree program can connect with representatives at the Post Oak Mall location. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 47 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. 595-1111. Mary Maids, relax. It's done.
811 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2A.
High pressure remains in control of our weather for today and for the upcoming weekend. Our prospects, at least in the short term, for seeing some precipitation are pretty low. Lots of sun today, highs anywhere from 65 to 70 degrees, clear tonight with lows close to 40. It'll be mostly sunny and 65 to 70 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows around 45. Sunshine for Sunday with a high of 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Jay Sokol here this morning from the City College Station. Put the pen down. Get away from the jumble. I have a question.
You don't have it in here.
We don't have the jumble in here anymore. He used to abuse it. So we
do
don't
I need
do
to
that.
Bring it over again?
No, not at all. We had this question a little while ago, so we're going to take we're going to ask you to answer this question. Just go ahead and put you in the corner. The question was, given their choice, kids preferred to have who behind the wheel, mom or dad? Now, my cohorts both believed that it was mom. In fact, the answer was dad. How about in the Chateau of Sokol?
I think it would be dad.
Would it?
I think so.
Okay.
I think if you ask Grant, he would straight away tell you dad.
Okay. Is there a particular reason you can share with us?
Well, I think he enjoys the music. I think he enjoys the cleanliness and comfort. And
Jay, wow. You better tread lightly, my friend.
Why don't you tell us how you really feel,
and I'll
Jay?
I'll just say that we tend to go straight to our destination without any errant turns. So I think all in all, he choose dad.
You guys don't know that back in the day, actually Jay had a history that I believe transcended. His time here, right, with an automobile, you in Turbyville, you'll have to explain that to me.
Yeah, sure.
The Jet Cougar 2000, is that what it was called?
Back in the day, it was the Jet Cougar 1150.
Okay, that's what it was. Right. You sold that car to Tom, is that correct?
I did, yes.
Now, to say that Jay is fastidious would probably be an understatement. I mean, he's the only guy I know who has a whisk broom in his car, always has. And I guess you have to purchase that. That's not standard equipment or anything.
Well, actually, it transfers from vehicle to vehicle.
That's it. How old is the whisk broom
now? In other words, when I sold the one to Tom, I kept the whisk broom and went to the next vehicle.
OCD now, much?
Yeah. So now, my question, I guess I really never asked you that, was, now, were you still working here when that transaction?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I ever asked you, even when you were working here or since to this day, did you ever go back and revisit the car? Did you ever just walk by and glance in to see how badly he had ruined it after?
No, okay. I did not. It's like the cliche scenes in movies where you're walking away in slow motion and something explodes behind you and you don't turn around.
Yeah.
The same thing. You don't look back.
Don't go back. Okay. No. Because, again, you go back in and go, God, look, he's left like a famous bowl in there.
Dashboard's cracked.
Yeah, whatever it
Tom
happens
should
to
have
be.
Armor all.
Just watch Jay's short circuit.
College Station City Councilman Jess Fields joins us this morning. Jess, I don't know when he sleeps, but I know that in the morning he probably needs a kick. So, Jess, just for you this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to see you. And for that and for other people.
What is a whisk broom?
Oh, it's a little short broom, you know, that you sweep the carpet of your car out.
It's like a handheld.
All right. Okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah. I'll show you the parking lot.
Oh, thank you, Jay.
Don't touch it, but I'll show it.
Watch out or I'll beat you with it.
Yeah. So what do you get when you add caffeine to sugar and popcorn? You get a whole new snack. ABC reports that food scientists at Frito-Lay have created a whole new food category, Cracker Jacks with caffeine. Yes!
You can make them bacon-flavored, I'm in.
The brand-new Cracker-Jacked Power Bites will have coffee as part of the recipe, come in two flavors, vanilla, mocha, and cocoa java. As far as what
yes,
kind of...
Yes, please!
Yeah, what kind of a jolt you'll get from these snacks, the company estimates it'll be about the same as a one-ounce shot of espresso or two 12-ounce colas, about 70 milligrams of caffeine in a 2-ounce serving.
That might increase the frustration for those kids who are really looking for that cool toy in the Cracker Jack box, and they find it's just that stupid paper thing.
Yeah, really, it's that, and but, you know, they're jazzed up. I mean, by the end of it, they're doing nom, nom, nom,
they're going
to
find
it
in a hurry.
Yeah, they will. Whatever it happens.
Give me another box!
So anyway, the city councilman's here. Do you have something else, or do we want to begin?
No, get straight to it.
All right, we'll do that. So anyway, thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
You know, we've talked with just about every elected official in College Station, the standpoint of, this city has gone through a real transformation in the last couple of years, and you've been on council just during your term. I'd kind of like to get your thoughts on the directions, the priorities, the way that this council has changed.
Well, I mean, since the election in May 2010 when I was elected and the mayor and I were elected, I think we've been changing our direction. I don't know that there's been any tremendous huge shift. I think it's more a change in direction. You know, it's the car starts going a different direction than it was. The city has started to focus on, you know, trying to have regulations that make sense for small businesses. I mean, not trying to regulate every little thing under the sun. You know, like getting rid of the paint color palette that you had to have, you know, your signs had to be of a certain kind of color that the city picked out for you. Well, we got rid of that because that was really stupid, you know, and other things like that. So the city's moved more in the pro-business direction. And of course, anything that limits government, I'm in favor of. That was what I ran on. So, yeah, the city definitely has moved more in that direction over the last couple of years.
Let's also talk about it from the standpoint of austerity, because there have had to be budget cuts. There have been some tough times. And unlike the sister city, Bryan, who for a long time had had to labor under that situation, College Station had always had a stronger sales tax base. Always had a good real estate base, and yet you had to go through some changes there.
Well, the economy took a nosedive, you know, and it took a little while for it to get to College Station. It wasn't immediately affecting College Station when it happened in 08. But, you know, the economy took a nosedive, and we weren't immune from it. Our sales tax revenues declined fairly precipitously, and new development stopped. You know, the economy in Texas, at least, has rebounded a little bit, thank goodness, because of Texas's, I think, pro-business policies is the primary reason. I mean, the economy as a whole is fairly slow still. And College Station has seen the benefit of that. But, you know, I mean, overall, you know, things are still tough. I mean, we have to be in favor of austerity, of limiting, you know, our budgetary expenditures to those things which are essential. And we have, in the country, we have $16 trillion in debt, $50,000 a person. And our economy is still growing very slowly at a trickle. And all of these things affect us in College Station just as much as they affect anybody else, even if they take a little longer to get here. So we have to be cautious what we do just as anyone else does.
Do you think that the market's starting to make an uptick as far as College Station's concerned?
It seems that way, but I do worry about the future. I ask our budget director a lot, Jeff Kirsten, when he comes before council, about how our city is planning for the possibility of, for example, great hyperinflation. I really think it's possible because of the Federal Reserve's policies that our dollar could be extremely devalued in the future. I don't know if you saw the other day, China announced, I mean, they made a big deal of the fact that the yuan was in the market rate, hitting a high against the dollar. And as the EU's currency potentially, you know, hits its stride, if that happens, the dollar's going to be devalued tremendously. What this means for College Station is that our savings, for our individual savings, as well as the city's own investments with bonds and other things, are going to be tremendously more difficult to pay back. And as people become more and more wary of public debt, they're going to be more wary of buying municipal debt, even though municipal debt's generally a safe haven. So at the end of the day, we can't look at the policies right now at the federal level and at the state level on down to the city level and assume that the economy or any of these things are just going to remain fixed. I mean, it'd be great if we knew what was going to happen in the future. But it is a very precarious time for our country, and that affects College Station as much as any. I'll say this, I mean, for Jeff Kirsten and his staff, our budget guys are sharp. I mean, they're keeping an eye on it. But I am concerned about the possibility of inflation and, you know, what interest rates might do in the future and how that will affect the city.
Jess Fields, College Station City Councilman, joining us this morning. Well, you know, College Station Water and Wastewater decided that they would raise their rates so they could kind of start banking some money as opposed to maybe having to go into the bond market again when they did some sort of capital expenditures. Do you see that that can happen in other departments in College Station? And, you know, the first thing I think of is roads and transportation. What does College Station do? Because we will continue to grow in College Station. We will need more roads. We'll need to improve the roads that we have.
You're talking about rates?
Well, I don't know. How do you fund that?
Well, one of the things that happened after I got elected on council was in November 2010, the citizens of College Station overwhelmingly rejected the transportation user fee. And I was on your program that election night, and I told you that I was thrilled that they rejected it because, you know, the city council had decided to put it on the ballot, and And I was hoping it would be rejected, and it was. Because I think what people in this city realize is that if the government focuses here on core services and we focus on those things which are essential for the city to focus on, we can fully fund all of our necessary priorities. But we have to make sure that our eye is on the ball. We can't get wandering off into programs and projects that are non-essential at a time when, yes, we have to be austere because the economy is uncertain. We have to focus on our growth. We have to focus on road infrastructure and our utilities and those public safety measures which are necessary to keep the city going. Those things are our priorities. So if we focus on the right stuff and we stay away from the extraneous things, we can fund all of our public services. And the wastewater side of that, we did have a rate increase, and I voted against the increase. I thought we could have avoided it, but, you know, it came, and it's not a tremendous increase. But David Coleman, our water wastewater guy, has a plan in place to fully fund all of the expenditures necessary, the capital expenditures, to keep that going over the next period of years. We're going to have all these projects that we need if we continue to grow as we have. That's across every department. So if we keep our eye on the ball, we will be able to fund everything. Our citizens shouldn't be concerned that we're going to run into a situation where we have to raise rates. We never have to raise rates. We can always try and keep our eye on the ball and keep that focus. And I think that this council, I'm very hopeful, will do that. The temptation to raise taxes is always there. I certainly wouldn't vote for it.
Now, you just said you never have to raise rates. I disagree.
You don't have to raise rates if you focus on your core services and you're growing as we have, Scott.
Okay, College Station's gone through, we've talked about this, the austerity program. I mean, they had to because times got tough. College Station slimmed down. They made changes. They outsourced. We still don't have enough money for your roads and as far as upkeep and building new roads. So your idea about austerity doesn't necessarily mean focusing on core services is going to let you have enough money. In the future, you're going to have increased revenue from someplace.
Well, the increased revenue is going to come from our sales and our property taxes, but we don't have to have, for example, a road fee. I think that what I'm saying is that our core services from our sales and property tax revenues within our general fund should fund our essential services primarily. If that means cutting back on things that are less essential, that are not core public services, then so be it. I mean, to be fair, we have cut back a lot in the last couple of years, but we still haven't cut back, you know, to the bone. I mean, we haven't cut back as much as we could have because we haven't had to. We've still had fairly reasonable revenues from our sales and property taxes. So, you know, it's kind of like when somebody in Congress or the president says, oh, yeah, we need to raise revenues. Well, the problem is not always that revenue isn't high enough. Sometimes the problem is that you're spending too much in areas you shouldn't be spending. And the city, I think, can maintain fairly low taxes and low rates across the board and still meet the essential public needs. It's up to the citizens, ultimately, to decide if their council is going to provide them with a bunch of programs and projects that maybe they clamor for, or with the essential public services that I think they expect their city to provide and at a quality level.
Okay, as one member of council, would you agree with the statement that College Station is the best city it can be at this tax rate?
Well, that's a pretty difficult question.
I guess
it depends on how you define best, but personally I would say that we could always do better in terms of spending our money efficiently and being careful with how we regulate businesses and how we treat small business owners. We could always do better. I think we've moved in the right direction, but we could certainly do better.
Is there something stuck in your craw as far as budgetary cuts that ought to take place that you didn't see happen?
Well, you know, I think of a few. I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind are a few particular parks programs that are well-loved by certain groups of people, but that maybe cost a tremendous amount per person. I mean, the last couple of years in the budget, I've looked at some programs that have costs per individual participant of as much as $1,500 or more. It depends on your...
Excuse me. Sorry.
That's all right. This is live.
Yeah.
It depends on how you view the participation numbers because a lot of it's on estimates. But we have some programs that for individual participants, we subsidize as much as almost a couple $1,000s. Now, that's not to say that those programs aren't important. They don't help people. But that's the kind of thing I'm talking about, a tough decision. Do our citizens want to subsidize programs that benefit a very small number of people in the Parks Department, or do they would they rather that money go to core services? That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. And it doesn't have to do with whether, you know, one program is beneficial or not. It has to do with what are our priorities. And since I've gotten elected, I mean, since I've been on council, my priority has been public safety, number one, road infrastructure, utilities, and general government administrative functions. I mean, those are the core services of the city that people expect us to provide. And if something else, maybe, you know, anytime we spend money on anything, Scott, it moves something else out of the way. There's always an opportunity cost. And so if we spend money on a particular program, well-meaning though it may be, that's money we could have spent on our police. We could have spent that on our roads. And if we do it every single year, then it's money that we could be spending to expand our infrastructure every single year or rehabilitate our roads or something like that. So I do reject the notion that, again, you know, that there's not always something that we can look at and test for priority. I mean, we have to be able to have our priorities as a city, and I think our citizens are very serious about tasking us with the functions of government that they feel are most essential, and that's what we have to focus on.
Do you feel like you're the contrarian voice on the council?
I think I'm the conservative voice on the council. I don't think I sit there and I can tell you for sure. I don't sit there and think, man, you know, how am I going to vote today? You know, this or that. Mm-hmm. I stand for what I believe in, Scott. I mean, I know that sounds ridiculous and naive, and I've been told I'm naive by some folks. But I stand for what I believe in. I have principles of what our government should be doing, core essential priorities, as I talked about. And yes, I understand that sometimes that may lead to me, say, being the only vote against something. But if our citizens didn't have someone like that, it doesn't have to be me. I'm a nobody. It, just somebody to be a voice for some of these more principled views on this particular side of things. You know, then these questions would never get raised. So I'm not, you know, somebody trying to vote against everybody else. I'm trying to stand for what I believe in, and I do think that people appreciate at least that, you know, I'm honest about where I stand and that I ask these questions. We have to be able to always have a serious discussion on council. We should never have things that just breeze through and just pass without any discussion. And if that means that people ask harder questions, so be it. But I think it's important to have those views expressed. And I think at this time, more than ever in our country's history.
It's okay to have a consent agenda, though, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, no, there's some things that are, you know, that people don't disagree
right.
on.
Yeah, exactly. So, what have we not covered? What else is on your radar screen that you'd like to share?
I don't know what's on your radar screen.
That's fine. I think I did. Yeah,
you know,
I went there.
I appreciate, as always, the fact that our citizens have allowed me the opportunity to serve. It's been a great blessing in my life to do so. I got married in July.
Right.
And by the way, Jay, I think my wife is probably the better driver of us two.
Excellent. So if there ends up being another generation, then they'll know exactly.
I'll just say I'm trying to stay happily married. No, but
there's a little CYA involved in this,
exactly,
I think.
Exactly.
No, but I'm tremendously blessed, and it's been a real honor to serve the citizens. And, of course, if they ever have any questions, they can contact me. My cell phone number is 571-6724. My email is jfields@cstx.gov. And, you know, people may or may not always agree with where I stand, but I'm honest about where I stand, and they know where I stand. And I try and ask these hard questions so that they can be asked.
That's it. Good. Always good radio. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
That's Jess Fields. What else you got?
Just a quick reminder that Christmas at the Creek is coming up. We have four evenings, November 30th, December 1st, December 7th and 8th. And all information about Christmas at the Creek is online at cstx.gov/Christmas.
There you go. It's the City of College Station here on Fridays.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the equipment guy. No, the high fives after a touchdown aren't about celebrating anything you do, and yet you're part of every victory. Replacing cleats for better footing, tightening chin straps to prevent injuries, handling problems before they hurt the team. Equipment guy, you do all right in workers' comp. As a workers' comp carrier, Texas Mutual works behind the scenes to help companies keep their employees safe and in the game. Come see us at texasmutual.com.
Texas A&M and Sam Houston State tomorrow afternoon at Kyle Field. 2:30 is kickoff. 1:30 is the broadcast on this Aggie Radio Network station. Now, one of the things that pleases the coach about this game is the fact that it is a sellout.
Yeah, this is a great deal, you know,
from us coming back, the reception we got last weekend was phenomenal. And then, you know, this is another sellout, and you know, that creates energy in itself. And I can't tell you how much we appreciate the fans and, you know, the current students, former students that showed up last week and are selling out the Cal Field. It's a really, really special place to play.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. The Aggies and the Bearcats tomorrow, 1:30 broadcast on this station. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie football report.
Hey, want to remind you, our community segment, the interview today, was brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Seeking a way out. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The Obama administration is working on a plan to avoid the fiscal cliff that many economists say would put the economy back into recession next year. The Wall Street Journal Online reports advanced internal discussions at the White House are focusing on a plan to replace sweeping spending cuts with a smaller package of targeted cuts and tax increases. The spending cuts, known as the sequester, would slash federal spending by about $100 billion next year unless the White House and Congress come up with a solution. You could face a risk you never thought about when you stay in a hotel. An investigation by USA Today found in the past 3 years, 8 hotel guests have died from carbon monoxide poisoning. At least 170 others have become ill. There are no requirements in most states or municipalities that hotels have carbon monoxide detectors. Stock market futures are a little higher now. Dell shares could be under pressure today because the company posted weaker earnings. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
My Mercedes-Benz technicians know my car inside and out.
They arrived at my house and changed my tire in minutes. They had me on my way.
Prepaying for my maintenance is so easy and convenient. It's one less thing.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My go-to guys.
My rescue squad.
My road ahead. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
They say music is a universal language, but when I was in an accident, I was worried the healthcare system spoke a language all its own. But with United Healthcare, I got help that fit my life. Information on my phone, connection to doctors who get where I'm from, tools to estimate what my care may cost. So I never missed a beat.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at uhc.com.
WTW News Time is 8:34. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. In Aggieland and in Dallas, family, friends, and fans of A&M football freshman Thomas Johnson want to know what happened to the 18-year-old earlier this week.
She had no problems with him no more. You know, he's just a kid. You know, regular little stuff. You know, you have to take the trash out and stuff like that, and that was it.
That's a neighbor of the Johnson family in Dallas who said she doesn't know why Johnson disappeared. Johnson was last seen Monday evening, reported missing to the public 2 days later, then found in Dallas yesterday before sunrise. No announcement has been made as to Johnson's availability for tomorrow's game against Sam Houston State. Quoting an email from Associate AD Alan Cannon, "Our focus right now is on the health and well-being of Thomas Johnson." A Brazos County District Court hearing that lasted less than 5 minutes yesterday involved setting an execution date. 47-year-old Carl Henry Blue O'Brien was told he'll be put to death February 21st for the 1994 capital murder of Carmen Richard Sanders. Friends and family were in the courtroom for the brief appearance. Blue was convicted of throwing a cup of gasoline on his ex-girlfriend, then setting her on fire outside her College Station apartment. A man who was with her was also set ablaze, but survived and testified against Blue. A 13-year-old boy told Bryan police a convenience store clerk touched him in an inappropriate place. That led to the arrest of 34-year-old Ali Shahid for indecency with a child. Details of the incident are not being released, according to Officer Kelly McKeithen, because there may be additional victims.
In case another kid comes forward, we want them to be totally uninhibited by any media. Typically, the same thing happens in every case the same way, pretty much. And so if another kid comes in, we don't want them to regurgitate what they hear. We want them to come in with their own account.
McKeithen says the ongoing investigation includes checking security video from the Texaco handy stop on West William Joel Bryan Parkway. Towing a trailer without a license plate has resulted in a 30-year prison term for a Bryan man. Brazos County District Court jury convicted 45-year-old David Greer of unlawful possession of a firearm. A sheriff's deputy who stopped Greer last February found a loaded pistol in his jacket. Prosecutors say normal punishment is 2 to 10 years, but they sought more due to Greer's criminal history. At the time of his arrest, Greer was on parole from a 40-year sentence in Grimes County for possessing methamphetamine. College Station police are still trying to answer the question of why a man was walking on the northbound freeway service road Wednesday night when he was hit by a truck.
We don't suspect any type of foul play at this point. And the driver of the truck did voluntarily submit to a blood test, which is completely routine in fatality accidents.
Officer Rhonda Seaton says the victim was 33-year-old Lyndon Skyby, Jr. of Caldwell. The accident near Christ United Methodist Church affected freeway traffic for nearly 5 hours. Hundreds of new Scott & White employees in College Station will be hired after the first of the year. They will have to be tobacco-free under new requirements. Chief Human Resources Officer Mark Halley says this will apply to some of those hired for the new hospital and clinic.
There certainly will be some hires in College Station before January 1st, and as a result, the policy will not apply directly to them. But everyone who is being screened for employment after January 1st will be notified of the new policy and that they will be expected to commit to it and abide by it.
After January 1st, Scott & White applicants who say they use any tobacco products will not be considered, and those who are hired are subject to random testing. Yesterday's announcement was made in conjunction with the Great American Smokeout. Earlier this week, it became official that a third generation of the Bush family will get into Texas politics. Running for Texas Land Commissioner in the 2014 election is George Prescott Bush, the son of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Family friend Andrew Card, who is also the interim dean of the Bush School at A&M, says George P. is, quote, exactly what the demographics of America are calling out for right now.
He speaks Spanish, grew up in a family with a mother who is Mexican, and a dad who is a luminary and a leader and inspiring. He is well-educated, well-disciplined, has given service, and I think that he has a lot more to give to our country, and certainly has an awful lot to give to the state of Texas.
Card also cited George P. Bush's service in the Navy and as a lawyer and businessman. Christmas is in the air, and the Salvation Army has several volunteer opportunities for you. Lieutenant Michelle Walker says folks who are willing to ring bells at the collection kettles help bring in most of the year's funds.
You basically just tell us what day you want to ring, what kind of time slots you can give us. We invite churches and clubs, students if they need service hours, anything like that, we can meet those needs. We also have an opportunity if someone wants to bring in different clubs and they want to ring for 3 days or more, we can have a ring off.
The Red Kettle and Angel Tree programs kick off today at noon at Post Oak Mall. Volunteer information is available online at WTW.com. WTW News Time is 8:39. It's 49 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When a fire breaks out in a crowded place, people head to the one exit they know, the entrance. And that's the problem. Too many people trying to escape through one door. They begin to panic. They start pushing. Some fall down. Some even die. The next time you walk into a public place, make a mental note of the exits. And keep in mind, the best way out may not be the way in. Learn how to survive a fire at haveanexitstrategy.com.
sponsored by the Texas State Fire Marshal.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 841 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Our weather. Oh, yeah, it's weather. Brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
We get closer to the weekend. High pressure continues to control the pattern, stretching from our part of Texas all the way up into Michigan and Minnesota this morning. There'll be plenty of sunshine, and highs will be somewhere between 65 and 70 later this afternoon. Clear skies tonight, lows around 40. It'll be mostly sunny and 65 to 70 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 45. The outlook for Sunday, mostly sunny. It should be 70 to 75 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Oh, it's 842. I was going to...
Oh, what's the matter?
Yeah. I don't know. I was going to call Ben, but if I do, it's going to hijack the show.
Oh, but it's so much fun.
I don't know that it is or not. Yeah, I don't know. He's busy. He's been busy. He's liable to be too tired.
He's El Capitan.
See if he wants to come down here and talk to us. I'm not going to talk to him on the phone. It's not worth it. Oh, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie. Is Ben in his office?
Let me check. Just
thanks.
A
This is riveting.
I know it is. Just waiting for the boss to come on the phone. Actually, we ought to find out, did the Candy crew go to the showing of Twilight last night?
I don't know.
This is Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Oh, Scooter, how you doing, dude?
Fine, how are you?
You don't sound happy. Do you need me to come down to your studio and jolly you up a little bit?
He needs a hug.
I don't need a hug.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
I definitely don't think you need to jolly me up in person, no.
Let's see. What? We got 20 minutes. I'll be right there. Just talk amongst yourselves. Exactly. Enjoy yourselves. I'll be right there.
Now look what you've done.
See?
Now look what you've done.
Against my better judgment, I did that.
You knew this was going to happen.
I have no one to blame but myself. Remember, no winner in the Powerball, so it's like $214 million tomorrow night. And, so enjoy that. Oh, let's see what else we got. Oh, yeah, here it is. I got this is what I wanted him to come down and I wanted to see if I could find this item. See, he doesn't walk quickly. Have you ever noticed that? He just kind of...
Well, he runs the place.
He doesn't have to walk quickly.
No,
he's
he
like
doesn't.
A bear, and he kind of ambles along.
Ambling is what I do. Thank you.
You know, you missed earlier this morning, possibly.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Kat
this
used to be the...
Is very low.
It really is.
Miss Diamond Dynamite.
That's it, that we talked about that, that she was the manager of the...
I had no idea that she was actually a prom queen.
What? That's not true at all.
I'm sorry, I was listening on the radio. I know exactly what you said.
Yeah. So here's the reason I brought you down here.
Oh, good. Was it about today being the last day to enter your float in the Christmas parade?
Well, we do need... I was going to actually call Penny Z Rent about that, but I didn't. So,
well, today's the day.
Yep, that's
by
right.
By golly, 5 o'clock, if it's not up here at Byron Broadcasting by then.
Yep.
2700 Rudder Freeway, Suite 5000 in College Station, Texas. If it's not here by 5, you're going to be just walking along wishing you had been in the parade.
And let me tell you, I haven't looked at the list yet, but if you're an odd group of strangers who want to put a float together, you won't be the first in this group. Not this year. You know, I do have...
Why do you ingratiate yourself with people, Scott?
Why would you say something like that?
I logistically...
I've got Cub Scouts in this thing.
I know you do. I have a logistical question now.
Yeah.
Is the equestrian team going to be riding their horses?
No, you don't ride those horses on asphalt, sir.
Okay.
No,
well,
those are not street legal horses.
Yeah.
those are jumping, leaping, and thinking for themselves horses.
I was concerned about the logistics of having the horses at the front of the parade.
Those horses are specially trained not to poop. Those are poop-free horses.
It's a poop-free horse.
Wow. Yeah, no, they can do anything at A&M.
Yeah, they can, can't they?
What they're talking about on the air today is the Grand Marshal for this year's parade is the World Champion Equestrian Club at Texas A&M University. But we're right now looking for a flatbed to haul the girls around because they will be on no horses, and they would like for us to have there's 55 members of the team.
Mm-hmm.
We got a horse trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
I have.
What do you want them to do? Just like hang their hair and their head
stick
out?
Stick their heads out?
Yeah, right. Yeah. With ponytails.
Yeah. That's cute. All right, I got tickets to this fight thing tonight.
MMA.
MMA.
Oh, whoever wins can see me in person. Because I'm going to be there.
At the Arena Theater, she'll be the card girl. She'll go in, between rounds and hold the cards up.
No, I'm not going to.
You're interested in MMA?
Can you believe that?
Well, I'm supporting a friend.
Let's start giving these away first. 695-1620, 695-1620 trivia question. This number is spelled out in alphabetical order in the alphabet. 695-1620. What number is spelled out in alphabetical order in the alphabet, 695-1620. Hush.
No.
I got tickets for you for tonight. And you have to be able to go. It's at 7:30 tonight.
Where?
The main card starts at 9. It's at the Arena Theater on Southwest Freeway where I saw Kenny Rogers.
Yeah. Did you see Kenny Rogers beat the hell out of somebody there?
No, he wasn't wrestling. He was just
I want to see Kenny Rogers.
Hello? Either.
Hello.
What's the answer?
The number 4.
Nope, that's not it. Thank you.
How could you get that wrong? How can you guess wrong?
Stop making fun of our listeners and people in the parade.
I'm here going through the alphabet. I don't know what he's talking about.
See?
That was a lull.
See, it's F-O-U-R, so the U is out of...
in order in the alphabet. I was like...
I said alphabetical order,
yes,
didn't I?
Isn't that
the
point?
Yeah, but no, what I thought you meant was...
Catherine.
Never mind.
Catherine.
It was,
Catherine.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes.
What?
It's 8.
No, that's not right. Thank you. 695-1620. What's the answer? Hello? What's the
8.
Answer? What?
8.
No, it's
8.
Not, no, it's not 8. Thank you. 695-1620. Hi. What's the answer? See, they gave up.
Oh, God.
I seems to be.
Yeah, I don't know.
IJK. Yeah. How do you call in with a wrong answer for this one? I mean, it's easy to test.
This is the only radio station in the market that could ask this question, if you'll think about that.
I'm overthinking it. I thought you meant what?
Hi, what's the answer?
40.
Thank you. It's 40.
Oh, yeah.
It's 40. Who's this?
Susan Rieger.
All right.
Yay, Susan.
Congratulations, Susan. Did you know this, or did you sit down with pencil and paper?
I knew it.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, I spell 40 wrong.
Yes, you do. There's no U in it. There. Susan, I've got tickets to this MMA event tonight. Are you interested?
Yes, please.
Right. There we go. All right. Come.
There's just an overwhelming... Susan, you sound like a wonderful person, but there seems to be an overwhelming number of women in my life who are interested in this MMA stuff, apparently. I thought it would just be a guy thing. But apparently there's some... do you just enjoy watching guys slug each other? Is that the story? Susan?
Susan?
Yeah.
You do? Yeah! Yeah!
All right.
Come on.
I'm married. I got kids.
That's it. Come by here, Crystal Park Plaza, and I'll throw in a Ninfa's gift certificate for you, too, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Backing up over here.
Just telling you. Yeah. Better be careful who you cross.
Yeah.
You never know. Now, the reason I brought you in here...
Because, Chloe, is this Chloe's...
Right.
Yes, Chloe's sweetheart.
Yeah. This is Bubba the Beast?
Yes, Bubba Bush.
Boy, you just better not mess with Chloe. That just scared the daylights out of me when I found out her boyfriend of long standing is an MMA fighter.
That's called job security.
No
professional MMA fighter.
Professional
it's
MMA
gonna
fighter.
It's going to be televised.
Really?
Dude,
it's on ATX.
Whoa.
ATX?
It's kind of
do
a
we
big
get
deal.
That?
Yes, we do.
Okay, all right.
It's in the Suddenlink package. Okay.
So it is a big deal then.
Mm-hmm.
A really big deal.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so you got it. These are $40 tickets. This is an $80 value I have here in my hand.
Wow. So, do we have to file a 1099 on them or anything?
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
It's harvest time at Rural Tepecan Farms, and to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. Enjoy signature treats made fresh at the farm, like chocolate chip pie. Make sure to pick up a Rural Tepecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Rural Tepecan's extended fall store hours have begun. From now until Christmas, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop ruraltepecans.com.
Texas A&M football is back at Kyle Field, and Transportation Services wants you to know all about the convenient game day parking in and around campus starting at only $10. Public pay lots are located throughout campus and can be found near the Bonfire Memorial, Bush Library, Veterinary Medical Center, as well as the Central, North Side, and West Campus parking garages. There are free shuttles that run to many on-campus lots, as well as the Get to the Grid shuttle that runs to and from Post Oak Mall. For additional game day traffic, parking, and pedestrian information, log on to transport.tamu.edu.
I've told Ben he can't stay long. This is the little window that we have here.
You know, Bortz is coming January 18th.
Yes, he is.
And yeah. If we can find some people who have connection to him, we need to find them also, because we want to have all kinds of big things, because it's next to the last show.
That's probably right.
So if you have a connection to Neil Bortz, you hired him, fired him, or knew him when he worked at the restaurant, let us know.
Yep. We do need to do that. It's coming up in January. This is our window to do this story because Kat's not here right now. And if
Kat, you are there, aren't you?
No, she's not. She's on another route.
It's a trick. Okay. Right. Kat, are you there?
Okay.
We're looking for you, Kat.
Okay.
Okay, we're good.
Paramount Pictures has decided to show the first 9 minutes of its new Star Trek movie in theaters. Have you heard about this?
Whoa!
You haven't heard about this.
Oh!
People going to see flicks at IMAX theaters beginning today.
IMAX?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Catch a preview of J.J. Abrams' Star Trek Into the Darkness with Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto. Okay. Reprising their roles as Kirk and Spock from the 2008 movie.
That was a good movie.
So
yeah, it was.
Sherlock's Benedict Cumberbatch stars as the villain.
There's a name.
I don't know who
that's
is.
That's the all-name anyway. Team.
Is that who is I watch? Oh, Sherlock?
Sherlock. Not elementary.
Yeah, okay.
Do you watch that? I saw about the last 10 minutes of that
last
night.
I like it a lot.
Do you?
Yeah. Okay. The pilot was a little tough because he talked a little fast and a little too British for my elderly ears.
Do you watch Person of Interest?
Nah.
It's an interesting show.
I watch Elementary. I watch reruns of House to see how my life ends up. And
No. See?
No. I'm not nearly that cranky.
You would recognize Sherlock Cumberbatch. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just pulled his picture up. He's familiar.
He's one of those people. You know him if you saw him, kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well,
he's one of those British actors that you've seen in stuff, and you go,
That's really cool. That I didn't know that it was that close to being out.
Well,
I guess it's not that close to being out, but it's darn near there. Boy,
but the first 9 minutes, that's, you know.
That indicates that there's been some work done on the project,
I would think so. And then, you know, that way they can have the Priceline commercial right before it. And
Do you, when you hear about a movie coming out that you really like, do you say, gosh, I hope I'm still around when that thing comes out in 2019?
No, I'm not. No, I haven't gotten
when
to that
Warren
point yet.
When Warren Zevon got ill, he said that he hoped that he would be really upset if he died before the next James Bond movie came out. He made it by a week.
There you.
All right, people, we've got a bleeder. Hold this.
What?
Just hold this.
Look, I just fixed a copy machine.
It's no different than a paper jam.
You need a nurse or something.
Give me your hand, copy girl. Okay, squeeze.
Really?
It's not easy finding qualified employees. Having trouble finding qualified local employees? For medical staffing, log on to AggielandHelpWanted.com. Put down the toner. There's a patient that has a broken femur that needs an x-ray.
Where?
Just follow the screen.
Is he bloody?
Use as many words as you like for one low price. We're AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
News talk. No, I have to go now. News talk. What? He's coming back for one more thing.
There's a Bucky's in Madisonville, and there's not an IMAX. Where am I supposed to go see this trailer thing?
Where's the nearest IMAX, I guess? And I'm going to say Austin or Houston.
Houston,
I guess. And it's a matter of just miles difference. So, Well, what else? What the hell else have you got to do?
Bucky's is cool, though. That's true. You were saying which is more important, a Bucky's or an IMAX. I guess it really depends on whether you want popcorn or a potty break.
Or Beaver Nuggets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Beaver Nuggets, that's... I unless I have an insulin pump with me, I just can't eat the Beaver Nuggets. I'm sorry.
There's an... What are Beaver Nuggets? I don't know what
they're
those are.
They're little, like, Cocoa Puffs only. I mean, no, what
candy-crusted little... I think it's made from some kind of corn-based. Yeah, it's kind of
like a giant corn pop that you used to get when you were a kid in cereal. It's basically what it is.
It's for people who are not fat enough yet. Is that it?
It's amazing.
Chocolate-covered sugar bombs. Oh. That's what they are.
Well, anyway, but they're building, you know, they're building a new one on 290. They're already moving the dirt.
Yep.
Out there by Muskie Road where the old one is. Okay, you can leave now.
I'm going.
I know you are. He's got stuff to do. I know he does. And so, but I wanted to bring him in there so he'd know about the Star Trek thing. All right, so. How old is too old?
Too old for what?
As he leaves the room. New research finds that for most U.S. Americans, old age is not heralded by a particular birthday, but rather by how a person acts. In particular, people who still shop for themselves or take care of their own household chores are less likely to be perceived as old.
Interesting.
Study by Oregon State University found that the ability to participate in certain activities, such as buying groceries, attending medical appointments, serve as a means of identifying whether someone is old. The research was based on interviews with people in their late 80s, their family members, and their paid caregivers. So there you are. There's the description for you. Don't know if it's right or not.
You know my definition of old is?
Okay.
And it's only because of where we work.
Mm-hmm.
64.
Okay. All right.
Do you know why?
No. Why?
Because when you've been in radio for a long time, they do the whole ratings thing, and it's broken down into demographics.
Right. Yep.
And 64 to dead is the last one.
Yeah. Yeah, because it used to be 25 to 54.
Right.
And you know, now they've... Because we're getting older.
Right. Now it's 64.
The olding of folks, and then after that, you're not here anymore.
Right.
And Ontario,
so that officially makes me old after 64.
There you go. An Ontario mother has launched a campaign to have the oak trees near her kids' school cut down.
Because they're allergic?
That's right.
Ah-ha!
Oh, my gosh.
Falling acorns endanger children with severe allergies. Appearing before the city of Vaughan, which is near Toronto, appearing before the council, this lady insisted the acorns falling from the trees on the city-owned property next to St. Stephen's Catholic Elementary School give students at the nut-free facility a false sense of security.
Just part of survival of the fittest.
Just deliver me.
Sometimes the unfit just need to be taken out of the gene pool.
She's trying to call the herd.
Listen, that is a true thing. We really didn't go that deep into the study that we quoted earlier this week from a guy out at Stanford who was talking about the population is getting dumber. The rest of that study said that in another time, before there was a ginormous government umbrella or safety net to protect those people, they did not survive. Okay? They did not live as long.
Watch Idiocracy.
I'm just saying. And so as a result, the herd was thinned. There was a selection process, if you will, that does not exist anymore.
Death by acorn.
We had this discussion years ago because Tom thought that, you know, nobody should. We were discussing a situation where they couldn't have peanut butter sandwiches in school.
Right.
And
really,
you know, to paraphrase the argument, Tom said, well, you know, there are a lot of kids who have a severe anaphylactic, you know, she didn't go in anaphylactic shock because of the peanuts. Well, you know, that becomes then the responsibility of that child's parent to take them out of that environment, was my thought, as opposed to not letting any of the children eat peanut butter at the school.
Well, yeah, if your neighbor's eating peanut butter, is it really going to affect you?
Yeah, just again, so, well, and we'll see what happens, okay? They haven't decided yet. We'll see what happens, but that's what she has said. And then she says, of course, the kids who are allergic to nuts get bullied and tormented in school. 1977, Close Encounters of the Third Kind opening in theaters.
What a great movie.
He built that thing out of taters.
Yeah,
that?
He did.
I still need to see that.
Oh, it's a good movie. You'll enjoy it. 1981, Luke and Laura married on General Hospital. Who can forget that?
Me.
Yeah, no.